Bottles of beer, take one down, pass it around. Two bottles of beer in the wall. Two bottles of beer, take one down, pass it around. One bottle of beer on the wall. One bottle of beer, take it down, pass it around. Zero bottles of beer on the wall. We are on our way to San Francisco. We started from 500 bottles of beer on the wall, but Jake forgot to press the record button. But anyway, I think we got it right. And I think we, what did we do? Coming at around three bottles, but we started at 500. And we are now 220 miles away from San Francisco because we just passed a road sign. We're in the car. We're in a black Chevy Suburban, which we rented for the trip. And you know what? It's a good road trip car. Jake Adams is sitting to my left driving.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's up? Andy Peters is in the back.
Is that too much? Well, that was too much.
That was
you
great.
Can tell me about it.
Can I do what Andy did?
And Jake Adams is to my left.
Whoa!
Andy's great. We've been, every time we get out of the car, like we were literally an hour into the trip, not even. We get out to go to the gas station, Andy gets out of the car, he goes, San Francisco!
It's exactly how I pictured it.
We're like, no, Andy, we're not in San Francisco yet. We're not in San Francisco yet. Anyway, we're on our way to Sketchfest. Very excited. We're doing the podcast tonight. Tonight, Friday night, 10:30. It's going to be great. Lyricist Joe's going to be there. Drummer Glenn. Andy Peters is going to be there. My guest, Jake Adams, is going to be there. And me, or I, Todd Glass, if I said that right. Hey, remember on today's show, we talk about trying to get the
Instagram
account so we can start our own Instagram account. So listen up and you'll hear what we asked for. Whoever, I think somebody has it, a very nice person. I think I know who it is even, and they'll probably help us out with that, getting our Instagram account back. Or not back, but just whatever. So I think that's it. Is there anything I was supposed to mention for today's show? Today our guest is Blake Wexler, and Blake is like a rooster with his head cut off, coked up out of his mind.
Wow.
And he does that all sober. Well, maybe six or seven Shirley Temples. He was great. It was just a fun show. So that's it. Remember, everybody, it's all about the bass.
No trouble.
No trouble. Oh, you're going to... That's a little sneak peek at something you're going to hear today on the show. All right. Good to go. 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 I just paused it and then took it off. Aristotle, you're going to be missed at Sketchfest, but I'm sure you're doing fine, right? What are you going to do this weekend?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. I'm hosting Meow 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 Zine Melt Meow 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 at Meltdown Comics tomorrow. Meow Meow Meow. From 11 to 4. Meow 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 Meow. It's Meltdown's new bi-monthly zine fair. Meow Meow Meow. If you're in LA, come on down. Meow Meow. We're going to have vegan tacos. Meow, meow, meow. And a bunch of people coming to sell their art and handmade comic books. Meow, meow, meow. So, come on by.
My God, you didn't have to meow it like a cat. That was a little weird. Can I ask you how you're doing? Why would you take 30 seconds and tell me meowing like a cat? Why would you do that?
Now you have to do it. Oh, my God.
Why would you do that, Aristotle? I ask you how you're doing, and you go,
I'm meow. I'm going to go out with my girlfriend, meow. What was that? That was, I couldn't even
understand what you were saying. All right. Listen, you're great. I'm proud of you. Jake wants to tell you he's proud of you.
Pretty proud of you guys.
Andy?
Tell people you're proud.
So proud.
All right. You're good. Smile. Tickle yourself if you have to. You weirdo. Alright. Remember, it's all about the bass. No trouble. I don't want any trouble.
No trouble.
It's all about the bass.
No trouble.
Oh, you're gonna love it. What's gonna happen? What's it have to do with anything? Well, you'll find out in the show today on the Todd Glass Show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, this is exciting.
The Todd Glass situation. A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please vote in the program. The very funny Todd Glass.
Oh, my
Most
God.
Most frequent guest on the program. You've set a record 4 times. It's your 4th appearance. Todd Glass, everybody.
Thank you.
This is like the real thing.
Yes.
This is crazy. Listen to the opening. It gets exciting. Bang, right away.
Hey, it's Zach. Elf Mackin.
Wow.
Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
That's a big name. Literally, his last name has 18,000 letters in it.
Hey, Todd, it's Nick Swartzen calling again.
He's not relevant. Take him off the list.
Hi, Todd, it's Laren. Mark Maron.
Nope, he tricked me. Cut it off. I don't like being tricked. I like pussy.
Fucking call me back this time. Then don't call me ever again.
Yeah.
We're done.
I got a blowjob outside the pool in Tempe 15 years ago, so I think that
right.
says everything.
I mean, that I think it does.
Veteran comedian and podcast pioneer is with us, and now best-selling author. It's Todd Glass. How you doing, Todd?
It's a recording. It's not. How long have you been doing this for?
What did David Feldman call for?
David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
Who cares? Let's take it home.
Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Yeah! That's right. Feel the energy. No, fake. Well, that's our show.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by, Blake.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there we go. Let's do it up right here. I love this song. Holiday Road.
Ooh, have you been practicing?
All right, listen. I'm not revving high, everybody. I'm calm because Blake Wexler's here.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Wexler is back, and that's very exciting, but we don't want to play anything yet.
No, we don't.
No. So here's what's going on today. Keith is here, and Keith is on guitar, but he's also a friend. He's a friend of mine, and he came by today because his friend Marco is visiting from Baltimore. And on electric guitar, let's hear a little bit of that electric guitar.
Strum.
Wow, it sounds Ooh. Nice. It sounds smooth. And then Keith is on acoustic guitar? I'm definitely going to be singing later. JJ's here. Always good to have JJ Kirkpatrick here. And then Aristotle's here. And then visiting us today is Lane, right? And Lane's wife is Kara. God dang, I'm good. Well, I've got big name tags written on everybody. Blake, I could not be just, you know you're loved here.
Yes.
Do you know that?
I do.
Excited today. Me and Jake getting ready for the show. We're like, Blake's here. We're like, oh, it's going to be fun.
Jake texted me last night and I got really excited.
It's going to be, your voice seems deeper. Have you been taking Tom Martin School of Broadcasting?
I have.
I have. And then, you know what? Just hanging out. It's like, I want you, Robbie Kirkhoff, I want you to do something today. just make me forget about it. I don't mean now. You do it. We started this thing at Cantor's where sometimes people that don't know, and Jake, we didn't forget about you. I saved the best to last. That they don't know how to laugh. It's like this stiff laugh. Oh, and he, go do it.
It's like, is this person enjoying something?
Well, do,
what the hell
do,
is wrong with
do
this guy?
The, do the into the air, like he's reading something.
Like
and
into
you can,
the coffee, like when the old guy laughs into the coffee.
Yeah, he's like drinking his coffee and he's reading the paper and a cartoon article. And you can tell when he starts thinking it's funny and then it comes out. Okay, go ahead. And you hear that from the other room, and then you go in, and it's the lame cartoon. You know,
yeah, it's not like beautifully written like comedy.
And that's not even a laugh.
Picture of a pig.
Who laughs like that? All right, listen.
A senator.
Okay, listen, Jake, Blake, and also ladies,
we can flip it up and down and
Jake,
swing it around.
Jake Adams is here. Let's follow Jake on Twitter, please. You know, we have a lot of listeners, 25,000 almost. What?
Jake M. Adams.
Jake M. Adams. You knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, let's slow down. You know, Brad sent me. Okay, so here's what I need to know from you. Everything's good. It's going to be a while. This opening's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
I know you told people. You don't think they tell me. Did I ever tell you about this?
Yeah, Rob Gleason. To drop names, Rob Gleason. Yeah.
Every time I tell you this, well, you tell people that let Todd tire himself out in the opening. But that's not true. But it does go quicker. If people agree with me, you know, you tell me you should. Oh, well, I think there's a time to spank kids, and there's a 4-fucking-hour opening. You go, no, Todd, you're right.
No, there is a time.
That goes quick. Yeah. There is a time. There's a time.
No, there isn't. No, I was just agreeing with you. I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
I think people should spank themselves.
Ooh.
I think some, you know, until they pass out. So,
but the machine's still going and the person's dead on the floor, but there's this plastic hand going slap, slap.
No, they do it with
slap,
their own
but in
hand.
The air. Oh.
They do it there. Your voice is so deep. I think I'm going to have to deepen mine up. Otherwise, it looks like you're in charge. Okay, my next guest. All right. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
You're getting ready to go to
Sketchfest.
Oh, we are. We're going to Sketchfest. We're driving up Thursday night, and then we're going to stay the weekend. Jake and I and
Andy Peters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you're also going to Vancouver.
Yeah, I am, for a week.
And Chris James is letting you stay at his house.
Yeah.
He's the real deal. That's a good guy.
Well, the thing I like about him, he has two first names, but he's one man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know the way I feel about people like
so
him?
So controversial.
Play Lynn's version. Because I know we want to get through this, but I read this quote somewhere, and you could say it's a little cheesy, but it's the way you feel. Like, I feel this way about Lynn. I feel this way about a lot of my friends. Like, it's like fucking nuts. Why do I have to say fucking nuts? Why can't I just say it's crazy? But, like, I read this. It's like a quote.
Because you're passionate about it.
Thank you. So it's I told Lynn, I said, read this like a country song. I just saw it in somebody tweeted it, I think, like a month ago. And I said, read it like a country song.
One universe, 8 planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809 islands, 7 seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
Right? All that. Play it again.
One universe, 8 planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809 islands, 7 seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
140 characters were not used in that. That was really, really long.
And then Joe.
It's about his tractor.
Joe did a version, but we'll play that later. We'll play that later.
Jake just said it's about his tractor.
Whose tractor?
The guy, he wrote that about his tractor. He was happy.
Not even warm. He's sitting out there sticking to his tractor.
Human, yeah, yeah. Huh. Maybe he does a good job.
Okay. Slow down. You're okay. You're just going to settle for about a
I'm
half
here
an hour?
I'm planning to be here for 10 hours.
Because I get a little... With you, I'm comfortable, but, like, you just know that this opening, because these are things I've been putting off. I go, Blake's here. I'm comfortable in front of Blake. I'll rip through it all.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
of
we'll
course.
Be good.
Of course.
And we'll be good. Lens.
One universe, 8 planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809 islands, 7 seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
Who's your friend like that you're happy to meet? Like, you must have one friend in your
Mr.
life. And don't
John Deere.
It can't be me, but like that really, no. That you're like, fuck, like I can't believe that. Lynn is like that to me. Like Lynn is, and by the way, I probably have some more too, but do you have somebody like that in your life?
My friend Jeff.
Jeff who?
McDevitt.
Oh, Jeff from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I met his family.
That. Yes.
You guys have known each other since high school.
Middle school. Valley Forge Middle School, accredited.
All right, listen. All right, listen.
By the way, sorry, can I just say,
yes.
Abby from Broad City went to Conestoga High School, too. So that now there's three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
she went to Conestoga.
Name?
Abby
who?
From Broad City, the girl on Broad City, that Comedy Central show.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I wanted to do? Someone told me that Abby went to Conestoga, mm-hmm. and I wanted to go back to... Because, you know, I was going to host our junior variety show, and I don't mean the... Keith, could you do me a favor? Do you see that green part that's showing?
Who, Todd, who books that?
Could you pull that? Thank you, Keith. Are you good? Do you want a shot of Jack?
I got it right.
Good. Good to see you're drinking. The guy's got a problem. I mean, who tapes a bottle of Jack Daniels to their face? I should put a picture of it on Facebook. His friend Marco's looking at him like, I've never seen a guy tape a bottle of Jack right. Daniels to his face.
He doesn't drink it. It's just bad for his neck carrying that around.
So
you were saying about you wanted to host like the junior talent show.
Abby
mm-hmm.
went to, well, I was going to host the junior talent show, and then Mrs. Bates, she made those air quotes. By the way, me and my friend Dave Olson and my friend Jim Madden remember this. She goes, well, your act is more of a nightclub act. And she was right, because we would take all the jokes from the Comedy Works.
Interesting.
We had a joke in all truth, the owner of the club, Steve Young, who had this joke, and I asked him if I could do it for my junior variety show. We did the junior 1 year.
Junior Cabaret, was it?
Junior
called?
Cabaret, right.
Yeah, they had that when I was there, too. I mean, we're only 3 years apart, but
right.
Yeah.
We couldn't host the senior one because it's a long story. I didn't get advanced. So we hosted... We hosted the junior one.
Seems like the end of the story.
Yeah, it is the end of the story.
Yeah, listen. One universe, eight planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809 islands, 7 seas, and I.
All right, I have a problem. By the way, I know that song has it could be funny too. I know I appreciated Jake's line with the tractor, but there's also a great. That's so. There's that says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way about Chris.
I feel that way.
Chris
about
Burden.
Jeff. Oh.
No, I do.
One set of mesh shorts, one thick ass beard.
One. Do Chris. One.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah.
One set of mesh shorts, one impossibly black beard. One sideways glance. He looks like he's Serbian, but he's on his Serby way out. He's Chris Burden.
One sneeze on my computer. Oh, I never forget the day he sneezed on my computer. I was like, I went. You know what? You know what happened when he sneezed on my computer? I saw it. I saw the sneeze go all over it. And then I actually felt bad for Chris. Chris, we all agree. Chris is like...
He's one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. Like, intentionally funny. Like, not like, oh, that guy's funny. He doesn't know. He is the most calculatedly hilarious person.
And unintentionally, too. I think that's what makes
him great.
He does
do that as well. Yeah.
He sneezed all over the computer. And I went and bought a bottle of isopropyl alcohol. You know what I mean? And I was going to pour it all over it. I didn't care if it went...
Well, it was dead to you anyway after, yeah.
And then I went around to put it... Next week, I brought it in. I was going to put it on a rag, wipe the screen off, because I was thinking all week, like, oh, there's that sneeze all over it. And it wasn't like sneeze you couldn't see. I don't care. I touched doorknobs. You have to touch stuff. Mm-hmm. There's germs. But this was like, you saw it.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't... If someone shit on your computer, you know,
yeah.
You would wipe it off. So I went
true.
Around there.
I would do that.
I went around there. I go, oh, let me clean the computer. And he goes... Oh, I go, what? He goes, I didn't want to tell you I was going to have it fixed. And he dropped the computer when he took it on a vacation. He took it home to Atlanta, which he's, you know, not supposed to take the computer home to Atlanta. And the whole screen was all cracked. And he goes, you motherfucker, you had to come around and clean that screen. Because I would have never seen it if he didn't sneeze on it the week before. But because he used to sit on the other side of me. We didn't have him like where Jake is
maybe
now.
He sneezed so hard the screen broke.
Thank you. Oh, Jake, Blake, you have no idea what we have in store for you.
I'm really excited.
You, there's one thing. Get ready, fuckface.
Okay.
Okay, listen up.
Kind but aggressive.
So me and Abby, I thought, now I don't know Abby, but I feel like I do. We want to go back and host the, I want to.
Yeah.
But maybe she will. The junior
cabaret.
Cabaret. We have to call it a cabaret. And then but have the students really go up, but me and her host it.
That would be so much fun.
I would love that.
I hosted it when I was there. And
did you
Jeff,
really?
Jeff, my friend, hosted it with me and my friend Chris. And Jeff climbed inside a robe with Chris, and they did a thing where it was just two people in one robe, but they couldn't stay in it. And then my friend Jeff yelled so loudly in the back of it, he fainted. So there was a guy in a robe, and then a larger guy just kind of collapsed and fell out of it and was laying on the stage. And then he revived like 10 seconds later, but for a second there was a dead guy.
What?
No.
All right, listen, I got a lot of business. Stop the fun.
Yeah.
Stop the fun. Marco's upset. Listen, here's the deal. So, by the way, I do want to tell you this real quick. So during the junior variety show, which we did get to host the first year, the second year, Mrs. Bates said, you're more for a nightclub, and she made those air quotes. I'll never forget it. but then I have to think she's right. I remember this joke we did specifically because it was the owner of the Comedy Works joke, and that's not the funniest joke in the world, but in context, the way Steve would tell it, it was, and I say, could I do that? I don't think we ran most of these jokes. So the night of the show, here was the joke. Did you ever get in so late at night? Something to do with your parents, or you know, they say, "Oh, you're up early," and they say, "Oh, they think you got up early, but you're still getting in from the night before." And it's like when your dad comes home freshly showered, and he's and he goes, "Oh, I thought you were playing poker," and he's like, "Oh, we were sweating playing poker." It was like the joke was that he wasn't playing poker.
Right, he cheated on
his wife.
Right.
I didn't do the joke justice, but. But
you were doing a husband fucks a whore joke on like in a high school setting.
Well, a husband cheats on his wife joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen. Here we go.
So that's better.
Let me just rip through some of this stuff.
One universe.
All right, come on, Jake. I know you like that, but now I keep thinking of a guy singing to his tractor. It's so beautiful till they widen the shot and he's singing to his tractor.
Right, like right into its tailpipe.
And he had,
very close.
And
to
I
it.
Was look. The more we get, let me rip through this.
It's a microphone.
Because
yeah, I'm
then,
sorry, I'm sorry. No, I'm doing exactly what I said I wouldn't do.
you're doing everything perfect because you're perfect. Everybody's perfect.
God bless us.
Yeah, everybody's good. Lane's here. Everybody's here. Kara. God damn it, I get nervous. Kara, Cara, Caroline, Carolyn, Craig, Greg. These are names that constantly give me diarrhea in my whole life because I'm afraid I'm going to do the wrong. Not that you know what I mean. Not the slanting of it. Because I have a really good friend. His name is Craig. I've known him for 25 years. And I still do it. And I'm like, I get nervous. He's like one of my best friends. And then I still get nervous. Craig, Greg, Carolyn, Caroline. Mm-hmm. My friend's wife's name's Carolyn. I never say it. I go, how's Carolyn? On the phone just to like, in case I mess it up. All right,
you should call her the old ball and chain. That'll get him going.
Yeah, that's certainly helped the sanctity of marriage.
Right.
Okay, listen. All I can say is we don't need to talk about that. I'm going to say this. Okay, here's where we're going to get into my stuff.
Yes,
but
please.
I have to get it off of my head. First of all, I really respect Judd. I really love that Judd Apatow. And by the way, Jay Leno was very vocal about the Bill Cosby situation.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought about something when people say we love to vilify people? No one vilified Bill Cosby. No one vilified him. If anything, this thing had been known to be going on for a long time. It was the opposite of vilifying
him. He was enabled.
I don't know why that came to me yesterday. Like, even the public who enabled him was probably, or, you know, not no one enabled him, but I mean, you know, back when you can, like, silence the press and you're just so powerful that you, but no one, it was the opposite. They let him get away with, it's not like he did one little thing and then, you know, oh, he got a little drunk and he got a DUI and then he the opposite. He got away with, so
the most he vilified himself
he
by
vilified
being
himself.
A vile piece of
right.
shit.
And it's not about defending. I think people forgot. Maybe even I did. No, I didn't. But when I saw Judd was very vocal about it, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I liked it. It's about making the women that are stepping forward, giving some of their dignity back. Because when someone like Judd or someone like Jay Leno says no, it's like, God, I bet it makes them feel like, fuck. at least there's some people out there. And by the way, there's a shit ton of people. I know we always say it. There's going to be that part of society that doesn't believe it or whatever. But also remember, there's a shit ton of people. And for the shit ton of people that do come forward and say what they feel, that something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Something. I'm not saying put him in jail right away, but I'm saying you are crazy. I might repeating myself, but I don't care. You know, the way I say this, you might think I'm being too fair, but I'm going to feel good saying it this way. Right now, with all the information I had, if someone said, should we put him in jail? I'd be like, no, I need to. If you're putting someone in jail for life, if you need to hear everything. But for you to think he definitely did it or definitely didn't do it, if you think he definitely didn't do it, there's a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
There's a disconnect. If someone said to you, do you think he did it? And you'd go, well, I'm fucking, yeah, I think there's a good goddamn heaping piling of shit chance he did it. And for the people that don't even register, 30 women. So when people, it's not about vilifying him. It's about giving the people that are stepping forward, the women, some dignity to
yeah.
go, yeah, don't just write it off. Yeah, they're all lying, all 30 of them. That's like right up there with, you know, all those other conspiracy theories. Like, stop it already. Okay, so there's mm-hmm. that. You know what I think? Oh, Kenny, listen to the show, because remember you said we should take that All About the Bass song and do something with it? Well, we did it, and we'll play it later. I thought about this. I'm going to say it. I wasn't. I skipped by it in my brain.
You're in a safe zone.
We were sitting around one night 4 months ago, and I've been wanting to talk about this in the podcast, and we were talking about people that are on those shows that have maybe a weird obsession or a weird, you know, whether it's
an addiction.
A weird addiction. Mm-hmm. I know there's the weird ones and there's one. But let me tell you something. When you laugh at those around people, you don't know what their thing is. If you have a friend and he's feels like, you know, it's either a man feeling like they're in a woman's body or a woman in a man's body, and you want to get an operation, and your friends are sitting around, and you're laughing at other stuff you don't understand, and I get it. I've done it too. We almost started to do it at the night at the house. There was I'm forgetting their names, but it doesn't matter right now. And we started to laugh at because these weird obsessions, and I went, let me ask you a question. If one of the people here, and I'm not asking who it is or if it's anybody, but I did use the to George Carlin because it took it out of not mm-hmm. out of me going, oh, it's not me, to let him know it doesn't come from a place of defending myself. But I said, I don't have feelings like that. But if somebody at this table does, and we're laughing at something else we don't understand, something we doesn't mean you can't ask questions about it. And once you show heart, then you could even make little jokes about it.
Yeah.
But if you just go and make fun of something because you don't understand it, whatever it is, let me ask you, the person that's sitting at your table, well, first of all, it could be that they have some weird obsession like that. Or it could be that they're feeling trapped in a body the opposite from their sex. Do you think they're going to go to you? Do you think they're comfortable to go to you?
No.
That's not who I was comfortable to go with, even with what I had to share. So, like, be really careful. Like, have the heart-filled conversation. You can make – we've said it on the show before. Once you pour your heart out and you go, God damn it, can you imagine that? That must suck. Or if you're talking about someone that feels trapped in a body opposite from what their sex is, and you go, man, these people are brave fucking people that are going to go have a sex change to try to be who they are. They should be admired. And then and people know from your gut that you fucking get – they are scared shitless and they're brave motherfuckers. Then you can make maybe – You can say something that's ironic or in the myth, but if you don't, if you've never laid the framework
yeah.
down,
this is who, like, this is how I am as a person. Like, you need yeah. to establish that if this is the way that you are an open minded like person about
yes.
like this. Obviously, this they should be able to do whatever they want and they should be happy. That's
and
the most
only,
important thing.
And
they
be proud
be
of them. And
yeah,
admire
and be super.
Them.
And that's courageous to do. Like, and then establish that. And then once people know where you're coming from. Like, that you are a good person, that's when, they'll be like, oh, okay, this person is,
right.
obviously feels this way, and now they're making a silly joke that obviously, like, a shitty person would make. You
right,
know, like,
they're
that's
mocking
often.
The hatred, they're mocking the...
Right.
Okay, so be careful, like, when you're with people, you don't know who's going through what, and I'm telling you, the more open-minded you hear people, you know, the more you're apt to share your story with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got that. Tim... A reader asked me, and by the way, I do not mind answering this question because I think it's a fair question. And he said, because I talk about punch up.
Yeah.
Punch up.
Yeah.
Make fun of, give the people.
Don't make fun of weak people. Make fun of the people in power. Or like, yeah, don't make fun of weak people is what it is.
Help the people that need to be helped.
Or not, no, I'm sorry. Weak is the wrong term. Not make fun. Yeah, don't make fun of the people who need help.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
But don't make fun of the people that are already getting picked on by every moron. As a comedian, what you should do is, there's a phrase for this, and I should, you know what I'm going to do? Because I don't want to think of it now. We're going to put it in post. Because everybody listening right now is like, I know the phrase Todd's trying to think of, and he can't come up with it.
It is punch up, don't punch down.
Right. So, with that in mind, I have a joke in my act about poor people do this and rich people do this. You know, it's funny that this person said, well, isn't that punching down? Because I'm poor and I have a joke. And that's so funny because when I did my Netflix special, I wanted to say it's not really about being poor or rich. It's about having style. You can have no money at all. I go to comedy clubs and there's a doorman or a waitress that's 19 that has an apartment and you go back to it and they like make it cool. You can have no money and have style. But Daniel goes, I think people know you're – the joke is from when I was little. Little Todd Glass with my fat face going, they're rich. Those people are rich. They roll their towels. So you're right, but the joke isn't really about poor or rich. It's just about, you know, like
rich
having
– style or – yeah.
Having style whether you're poor or rich. And people with style don't have a mop air drying outside their back door. People with style don't have a – that's the joke.
Palm olive, yeah.
I hope that that answers your question. People with style don't have their dish soap showing in the kitchen. They hide it. So BuzzFeed – thank you.
Dun, dun, dun.
We don't have to read it, but maybe later in the show we will. That's why I have my magic marker here.
You just make it appear out of thin air?
Hold Aristotle was mentioned on BuzzFeed.
I know. I like that what they wrote. It made me – I like that. It's they have a lot of Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Hold on.
Aristotle just exaggeratedly shrugged. Like, will you do it for Todd?
What did they say?
Yeah. But also, I like the producer's like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Can you give me that bottle of bourbon? Not for me. I can tell Marco. Jesus Christ. He's holding up a sign. Oh, is that empty?
Oh, God. What are we going to do?
Can you give me that bottle? That. Can you give me that?
So they did like 20 reasons that you know you're a Todd Glass.
Can you read them? Can we read them?
Yeah, I'll read them.
Or should we do
it
now?
I'll read the fuck out of those.
They're on the computer.
Okay. Yeah, flip it around. Or you read them.
No, we can leave it all.
No, this is all very important.
Oops. All right. Let's read them. We got nowhere to go.
Okay.
Please. I'm sorry. I literally just pointed at the alcohol like a king or a child. Like, I want that. And I didn't even ask for it. I just pointed at him. Sorry, that was so rude.
God, your voice is so deep. Put some treble in his voice.
Oh, jeez. Todd, I think might want some...
It's all about the bass, no treble.
No treble.
Right now. It's all about the bass. So Kenny wrote me in. You know, there's a clip of Don Rickles, and he goes... I should set it up, and he goes, you know, back when I was in the military, I think he said my we'll play it later in the show, too. He goes, you know, my every time we got attacked, he goes, he makes fun of the sergeant in the army. He would hide under the covers, and when they attacked, oh no, it was Don Rickles. He said he was in the military, and when he was in some, you know, he would just, whenever he saw the opposing, the people that were fighting, he would just go, he goes, all I would do is put my hands up and go, no trouble, no trouble. Like, I'm not here to start any trouble.
Yeah.
No trouble, no trouble. And that's the clip of Don Rickles going, I was so scared, he would just see the, no trouble, no trouble.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
So Jake did that today.
You made that?
Well, I told
that's funny.
Kenny Majowski. I know I said your last name wrong, Kenny, but Kenny, you emailed me a while back a really nice, heartwarming email, so I do remember you. But so Kenny emails that to me, and he goes, you should take that and take that clip from Rickles, which when we take a break later, we'll find it and we'll play it in entirety. And then Jake, I'm driving, I'm in front of CJ's getting my juice that I get every day, and that comes in my email, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I couldn't wait to listen to it. And all of a sudden, I turn it on and I hear this.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all
about
that
bass. Okay, so listen. So we got a little more, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to start this thing. So it's going to be such a fun show. I'm so excited.
So we're not going to read the BuzzFeed thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let's do it later.
Okay. No, let's Jake do
it later.
Needs
his airtime. I wrote it there, so I didn't forget. No, Jake's doing good.
I know.
Jake's great. You know how I feel about Jake? I'm not even joking around.
One universe.
Ah. Jake is your tractor.
8 million people. 200
Always reliable. And better than a hoe.
seven seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
All right, listen. We're almost done. We're almost done. People that we don't know. You mean it? Okay, here's something else. Instagram. Explain what's going on. We have somebody probably really nice. I think it's the person that sent us the Podcasters Association of America actual trophy. But they have our Instagram name, right, that we would like to have.
Whoever's out there, and they made a fake Instagram. Well, no, it's a real Instagram for the Todd Glass Show with the at Todd Glass Show. We appreciate it. It's nice of you. But
so here's
we also want to have an Instagram for the show and to post pictures.
So could you do me a favor? And I think it's somebody I know who's
really
sweet.
I think I know
sweet.
Where you're going with this.
Could you email me and we could talk and then try to get that Instagram for the show?
So. Write down a number, cash, on a piece of paper. All right? Five figures? No. Six figures? Maybe. How much are you willing to pay for the Instagram?
Here's my here's my last thing. Oh, no, I'm going to talk about that later, too. You don't have to stop. Okay. I think I understand finally. I had a conversation with someone. His name is Chris, and he listens to the show. And he was very smart, very intelligent, but one of the people that not one. I couldn't understand why he was holding on to the word retarded. And he was, I think his wife's name is Amy. I'm almost positive. But I could tell by talking to them, they emailed me. And they had a question, and they were, and I thought, why would anybody? And then I thought, so we talked for an hour one day, and then I called them back, talked for 45 minutes the next day. And it was very difficult. I was getting frustrated because I, you know, in my head, I think it's just so clean and so simple, and I don't get what people don't understand. But this guy was not stupid. The guy obviously was intelligent. And I thought, maybe I hold on to different things too, and he's just holding on to something different. And wasn't, you know, Chris, I don't think we need to get into the intricacies of our phone call, but it was basically 2 hours of me listening to him listening to me, and then I was trying to change his belief. And I said to him, he said, am I listening to him? And I said, well, Chris, the way I look at it, and I go, I don't want to lie to you, is that if a teacher is trying to teach a student that 1 + 1 = 2, and the student is saying 1 + 1 = 7, well, it's not really her job to see his point of view. Now, you might think,
great line.
How dare – someone could say, Todd, that's not fair to compare it. And in a way, they'd be right not to compare it. But I think I'm right to compare it because amongst professionals, they're going to be able to brilliantly explain how it is a fact. And this is when I go into the past. Is it a fact or an opinion that instead of saying I bargained with the guy – you should say, Jew me down. Is that a fact or an opinion? I think any person with a certain amount of intelligence will go, it's a fact. It's a fact. You say bargain. You don't pick a group of people you perceive to do it. Same thing with all those words in the past. So from my perspective, and I was honest with him, I said, I'm trying to think of ways to explain it to you because I felt myself even getting angry at times. He was very calm and awesome. Like, he never got upset with me. I was getting upset, and I kept saying, no, I said, Chris, it's my job. If I'm trying to teach you something, it's never the student's fault if the teacher's yelling. Maybe she's not qualified. I said, so I think I might not be qualified to explain this to you, but I don't think it's my job to listen to you, even if I think you're wrong. I got to shut the fuck up and let you talk. That's my job, and that's hard to do. But and it's my job to constantly try to re-explain it to you in so many ways. But no, I'm not going to lie to you. I would be lying if I said, maybe you have a point. Oh, no, I'll admit, I'm ironclad. I get that it's wrong. So then I thought Mr. Rogers said, and I love Mr. Rogers. Now, he's not around for me to get clarity on this. You know, back he started that his show because people were throwing pies in each other's faces, and he thought that was like demeaning. And I went, oh, then would he think that what I – so I'm holding on. Like, here I go. I'm holding on. And that's how people hold on. They go – they just want to make sure that, like, come on, I don't mean that. That word took on a new meaning. That word doesn't mean it. Like, I think most people that hold on to that word go, it took a new meaning. No. It's not offensive to people that are mentally challenged. The word took on a new meaning. And that's what they feel. And right now, those people that might love the show, just give me 1 second, even saying, yes, it took. If they could talk, they'd go, no, it is. I would never walk up to a person that was mentally challenged and say, say disgusting things or you're retarded or it, that word took on a new meaning and it doesn't have anything to do with people that are
mentally challenged, differently abled.
But it took on a new meaning to you. It took on a new meaning to you. I don't doubt that. If I was a betting man and someone said, you didn't do that, you just thought it took on a new meaning to everybody else. But it didn't. It didn't. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say to people that have a mentally challenged child, maybe especially them, but if somebody says the word nigger around me, I'm not black, but I fucking get a stomach ache if I would mm-hmm. hear that word. I don't have to be black to hear how vile and disgusting that word is. But I would imagine it's a different type of knife turning. If you,
oh yeah,
so I, but then at least I was able to get into his head. He's thinking like, oh, you can't, that well, you can't say anything anymore. No, this isn't that. And I found this song. So it's a rap song. Somebody rapping.
Oh yeah.
What were you gonna say, Blake?
I was just gonna. Well, I didn't talk to Chris. He sounds very nice. This isn't necessarily like regarding the guy that you talked to, but for me. It's literally, so it should be enough where if someone says, listen, there is a group of people, and when you use this word, it really, really hurts their feelings. And there's another word that you can use that doesn't hurt people's feelings.
Well,
just real quick, that should be enough. But in my opinion, when you're on the phone, it's just too much fucking work. It's like, why is that what you're going to bat for?
Who?
Like, just in general, like people who want to say retarded, it's like, why are you spending that much time and energy? I'm, like, and just to finish, is that like, it's not worth it. Like, if someone's like, oh my, like if you're arguing, it doesn't offend this group, it doesn't, it's just like, just fucking use a different word. It's exhausting.
Well,
at the very least, it's exhausting arguing that. Use a different word.
I think I might, in a weird way, disagree that
okay.
that might not be the way to get people to change because I'm saying
the reason to change is because it really, really hurts people's feelings. But even if that's not what you're like, even that's not what like pulls your heartstrings to change, then it should be the fucking work that's going into you defending something. You know,
well,
like
people,
easily defendable things don't take 2 hours arguing with a reasonable person is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Now we're both on the same page, but we're having different. It's okay. This is what we do on the show.
Yeah, of course.
But see, I disagree that because I defend things, people defend things that are right, and it takes them 2 hours. It doesn't mean he's wrong because it's hard. I'm trying to express myself. I'm saying that the only reason to get people to change is you have to. You can't just say because I was bullying you as they perceive you should change. No, you have to take the time to explain it until they want to stop. You can't just think, well, aren't you exhausted from arguing? Because I'm exhausted from arguing. You shouldn't spank your kids, and I'm not stopping.
Right, but you're defending a group that has felt harmed. That's the difference, where he's defending a group who likes using a word.
Well, I agree
so
with
it's
that.
Different.
Yeah, well. Oh! You were right.
Oh, my God, the whole time.
Now, I see what you're saying. Hey, look. It's going to be an ongoing thing for a while, I guess. But the bottom line is that they're you know what? Yeah, let's listen to that right now because I think it changes a lot of people's views when something. You know, I don't know why. At first, I thought, is this a good? Do I like this song? Or, but it sort of pulled on my heartstrings a little.
Retard. It's a word you would have heard me use a lot to describe my thoughts on a rotten situation, like that attack on Iraq that lacked any facts. So I sat back and said. Now that is a retarded altercation. I didn't use the word as a way to demean or be seen as being hateful. Only to let you know you ate your weight and stupid, and you still got a plateful. So it was okay. It was playful. But I didn't realize tied to the other side of that word was a slur and people cried when they heard it. I was oblivious to the insidious nature of the term. But I was about to learn it. So when my wife gave birth, there was no plan to rehearse for the worst, no test for this lesson.
I was stressed and confused. I cried at the news. This ain't the son that I guessed I was getting. He's ailing and sick. He's thin as a stick. He's too frail to even come home. They said he'd be slow. Success would be low. And oh, he's got Down syndrome. And that's when it all changed. And I became estranged from that word you heard me use a lot. My son was the one who rearranged the plot. He taught me words aren't afterthoughts. They're weapons. They're used for good or not. So I got to build him an armored heart so this word won't tear my sons apart. But I don't know where or how to start. And that right there is the hardest part. Because I know I can't protect him. So I expect when he roams this world alone, he'll find this word under every stone. He'll flip it over and bring it home. And go over it with a fine-tooth comb. And he'll examine all the ways it's said, the nouns, the verbs, the adjectives. But I hope at night when he goes to bed, this word won't stay inside his head. Instead, I hope he dreams of this scene in France where he sees the word and they exchange a glance. He extends his hand and he takes a chance. And he asks the word, would you like to dance? And they prance and play all day and get dirty, spread their wings and sing like a birdie. And then he tells the word, I know that it's early, but you got to go. Now that I know you can't hurt me. And then he goes and he shows the world what we see. A heart so big you'd hardly believe me. And though I know it won't be that easy, he'll break these labels so he's able to breathe freely.
So let's leave it at this. Even though I think it's our job to intelligently explain people why those words are not good, whether it's using, you know, whatever those words have been in the past, I'm surprised that we can't agree that this is not in the gray area. It's not in the gray area. A gray area might be, why did they let the Ku Klux Klan march? And someone could explain it. But after you hear that song, and again, you shouldn't have to have a child that's special needs to have this all come home. But the reason this is special is because this is someone that obviously felt the other side of it, that thought, oh, they're just words, they're just words. And then maybe when that child was born, and he saw that his child was what's the proper term?
I think it's differently abled is the right
whatever
word.
Whatever the word is, yeah. Which sounds so ignorant in the middle of me trying to make a good point, that I bet it came flooding home. Again, there's a lot of things that are in the gray area, and when I'm arguing something that's in the gray area, I don't tend to get fucking like I want to pull my fucking hair out. But with this one, I do because I go, why is anybody putting this in the gray area when you have a child, and I bet it is born, and the child is handicapped or has Down syndrome, I bet you're going to go, oh, my God, I don't want my child to be the adjective for clumsy or stupid. I bet it'll all come flooding to you. And that's what happened to that person. That's what happened to that person. So Jake, Jesus.
You set a trap for him.
You know what? I feel bad every time when I point to something, I make him play it, and I still feel bad every time I play it. But you know what? Then when he sends me something like this, you know,
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
All right. So listen,
that is so good.
You know, I we're gonna have so much fun today. How long have we done so far?
47 minutes. That's sleek.
47. Bring your kazoos to San Francisco, everybody. Bring your kazoos to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed, we'll read your thing later. Thank you. I really got a kick out of that. I forgot to scan my passport. Oh no, that's for my personal list. Right there.
I see it. Because
I have this side.
My passport.
actually right. did skate.
That is unbelievable.
Jake, where? Because I don't want to forget. Because I think
I have
people
to pick up my suit jacket from the cleaners later during the show.
People might want to go. Where are you going to be performing when you're in Vancouver? Like, when are you going to Vancouver? And then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we're going to start the show. You good, JJ, with time?
I'm good.
Okay. When are you going to Vancouver?
I'm not going to the second week of March. But
that's the best week to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's when the Grizzlies come out.
Okay. Listen, we're gonna. We're going to come back. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to explain what we're going to do. You're good, Marco?
Wait, yeah. Where are you performing?
Oh, yeah. Where are you performing?
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going to be at the Comedy Mix for a couple nights.
Awesome.
And then, I'm doing 5 shows total, and the other 3 are at independent.
Will you be tweeting them out?
I will.
Yeah. What is your Twitter handle?
It's Jake M. Adams.
And
there you go.
You know what I just also realized? That when it gets closer, we'll, of course, promote it. But listeners that are living in that area, they should go check you out. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to come – I know this is a weird – I'm going to explain
the show. Like it. I like it a lot.
Well, we're going to come back, and we're going to have a big opening.
Yes.
And then we're going to play you on with a big opening.
And that's where it ends.
And then
– there's more.
No, and then we're going to play a commercial that Toyota is running – How to Be a Good Dad. So it's like, but it's not like, it's not intense or what a good dad means. And it's,
right.
And if it doesn't, it made me cry. I listened to it 3 times. But it's not intense like dealing with the last issue. Mm-hmm. It just should make, it's good intense. It's warm. It's going to make it's going to make your stomach feel so good.
And those cars hold their value.
Toyota Camry.
Yes.
But this is a really, seriously, it's a campaign they're running, and it is really heartwarming. It's about a lot of dads and their children. They're sitting next to them, and they're talking about, can you be a good dad if your dad wasn't good? And it's the little kids explaining what a good dad is, and it's just really heartwarming, and I loved it. And then maybe we'll go around the table, and we'll talk, and then we'll from then the night will get sillier and sillier. Some people would say, like, why don't we do that now? Because I want to take a break.
Yeah.
I want to come back. We're going to play us in. We're going to play it big.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do the Toyota thing. And then we'll take another break. I got this all tracked out, okay? Or whatever, planned out.
We'll renew your passport. Then we'll take another break. We'll retake your driver's license photo.
What do we do to take a break? What do we play? Oh, I know what we can play. Hold on. Instagram, please help us. We need our Instagram back. Everybody's great.
Just need it for the first time. But for real.
Yeah, we do.
It would be funny is like release a series of photos where it's being held hostage, where someone has like a gun like to an iPhone with your Instagram open and just. Is that funny? I don't know if it is.
I post that on their Instagram.
I just kind of started talking.
I want to apologize because let me tell you something.
Todd's Instagram was found dead in the middle of Central Park last night.
Kara and Lane emailed me and wanted to bring cookies for everybody. And I said I couldn't eat cookies.
The crumbs. Aww. Was it the crumbs everywhere? Was that why?
No, because I'm trying to, you know, keep the weight off.
Oh.
It's all about the weight. No,
no cookies. Not the weight. No cookies. No cookies.
That could be...
Hello?
What the?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Jingle Joe's wife. I can't believe you're fucking playing.
I'm going to figure out a way to do that voice because Eliza Skinner was playing.
There are droids everywhere in this building.
No, these are phone sound effects. Oh. He gets nervous. Eliza Skinner was playing Jingle Joe's wife calling in that she's angry because we played someone else's jingle.
Oh, that's
it
funny.
It was so funny that I want to figure out a way to do it. Maybe Kara can play his wife. Would you be comfortable if we had you come to the phone and do it? All right, so listen, hold on.
Have you taken a UCB 101 class?
All right, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. I don't know what to do. I'm so excited. Let's take a deep breath. We'll come right back, and then we'll do it quick, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to start the show. You know, I really like the... By the way, you think you're doing a good job?
I would give myself a B+. So
well,
far.
Jake wants to let you know something.
I am doing a good job. Oh, it's getting closer. Blake, you are doing a great job. You are doing a great job. Blake, you are doing a great job.
All right, listen. Listen, everybody. Blake, I'm nervous with that liquor you have over there.
It's literally 3/4 ginger ale.
Because you know when you get too drunk, you try to plow past my directions.
Well, and when has you act like that? You're talking like that's happened before.
It has. I know, but you know what? I said this about Norm MacDonald. I'll say it about Troy, and I'll say it about you. You just do it. When it happens, and that's part of the frenetic energy.
To George Carlin, it's not nearly as much as you think it
well,
is.
Well, it should be, you pussy. No, you coward. Coward. I don't like
oh.
that. By the way, I want to
oh, so I'm oh, so cows are pussies?
No, coward.
I'm the guy who took that literally the worst way that you go. Oh, so cows are pussies over there in the field?
Hey, listen.
You get your udders tugged on 5 days a week. Huh? See how much milk you produce, you big bull.
Blake. Oh, that's not all we got for you. Oh, you wait. I'm so excited for one of these, but
too.
I can't do it yet. But listen, they played Holiday Road
mm-hmm.
in the opening. You like that song.
I love that song.
So let's start the show. This is not yours. Yours is coming up, but let's start the show.
I can still enjoy it.
Yeah, we can just – let's sit back. This is part of the winter concert series. Let's give me a Holiday Road. Holiday Road. Here we go. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it right, everybody. It's the start of the Todd Glass Show. How cool is this? It's the Todd Glass Show, motherfuckers! Shout out on that horn, JJ. Take it home. Yeah! Seriously, you got to show that respect that it deserves. And when I applaud,
holy
like,
shit.
You know what? That JJ, not only that sounds, I hope people at home can hear how cool that sounds. But not only does that sound good, but God damn it, doesn't he look good playing it?
Yeah, I saw JJ, and I remember we met on a previous show. I know you're trying to be discreet. I understand. But I was like, oh, JJ, do you do stand-up? Because I was just wondering if he was a younger comic that I haven't met yet. And he was like, oh, no, I don't do stand-up. I'm like, oh, then he's probably an incredible musician. And at some point, you know, it's one or the other. He's an incredible musician. That's what it was.
Well, listen. Oh, my God. I don't want to do this one that we have for you till later.
I am going to pee.
You're going to forget about it.
I probably will.
Here's the thing. You don't overset something up. So guess what that should make you be
thinking? It's going to be even better.
Yeah, yes. I'm not oversetting it up.
So you're setting it up a lot, and it's still going to be better
Hold
than
on.
That.
Jake wants to ask me a question. I want to see
should
what
I leave?
No.
Okay. Where would I go? BlakeWexler.com, Twitter.com/BlakeWexler, Instagram.com/BlakeWexler, Snapchat.com/BlakeWexler, RobbieKirkhoff.com/BlakeWexler, USGov/WhiteHouse/BlakeWexler.
All right, what were you just doing?
I was just saying all my...
All right, listen. I was just talking to Jake about that thing we have
Serious
for you.
Podcast
is not up on the board yet.
Wait, can it be?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it can be up on the board.
Canopy?
No, seriously, can it be?
Can it be?
But we do have...
That Beatles song.
What do we have that JJ could miss?
Can see if I can tent it in.
What's the one that we looped for JJ to... Can we play Jake in with something nice?
Blake?
Yeah, Blake.
Here we go.
Let's play him in.
Blake Wexler's here again. Blake Wexler's here again. Blake Wexler's here again.
Happy birthday. Let's play him in again. Let's do it right. Come on, bring him in again. We're doing this right. Blake Wexler.
Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler.
Blake Wexler's here, ladies and gentlemen. Blake Wexler's here. I got this table so wet with bubbles.
I don't want to take anything for granted because, like, sometimes I can because I've been on this podcast multiple times. Just to put this into context, a bunch of people I respect just started chanting my name and blowing bubbles everywhere and playing the trumpet.
Blake,
that's
Blake
fucking
Wexler.
Insane.
Blake Wexler.
Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Finally got it. Wexler. Blake 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 Wexler. Huh. Take it home, JJ. I think JJ can do anything. Doesn't JJ look like he's from like a fake planet?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, like he looks exactly like a musician would look if they cast in a movie and they go, he's got to be good looking, but also have style and be real. He's like, it's like this hologram.
But
of,
not cocky, you know, but still like stands out.
Yes.
And like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a compliment. Relax.
That's literally the best compliment I've ever. You look like you're from a fake planet. It's the coolest thing I've ever heard anyone
the
say.
Planet of cool, the planet of cool trumpet players.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Jesus Christ.
And you're the vice lord. Or the president.
You know what the fuck?
Lord.
You know Chris, who listens to the show from Big Problems, he's shitting in his dumb pants.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck your part, asshole.
Yeah, fuck it.
He thinks his part was
Where's
so
your bow tie?
A friend of mine has a clean part in his hair, and he's got good hair. It's, like
it's not that clean. It's gathered a little dust over the years.
He's got, you know, Kennedy. He's got Kennedy hair, and he walks around with his part, and he's listening to the show right now. He's going, I should have taken
Fake
trumpet
problems.
Lessons.
He's going to Australia.
He's on the phone. Wait, Chris Farron's on the phone. Is he really mad? Oh, he's probably jealous and drunk. Hey, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Listen, Todd.
Right, that's good, Jake.
I have a new album coming out of the band.
That's good, Jake. Jake,
who
that's
is
good.
It,
hold on, hold on, hold on. Jake, that's good. We don't...
Hey, Chris.
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
I just a little, heard the podcast.
Oh, Chris, I can't even
I've hear... I heard the podcast.
Yeah, I guess your hair ain't so great anymore, is it?
Well, you say that, but I think you made a nice comedy album.
Chris, can I tell you something?
Your shit.
You're so drunk. You know who you remind me of?
I'm not drunk.
You know who you remind me of? Wait, why did your voice just...
Who's reminding you?
You know who you remind me of, Chris?
A good player of
no,
music?
No, you remind me of fucking lyricist Joe's drunk wife.
What is it?
Wait, actually.
No, we'll do that later.
She's here in my house.
Well, no, she's
not.
She's
cheating on Joe with me.
She's there.
I'm sorry.
Joe's wife. Be careful.
Yeah.
Just put her on the phone. Are you serious? Joe's wife is at your house?
Serious as a sneaky attack on a union force.
Put her on the phone. Karen?
What?
Shit.
Todd?
Don't. Look, Karen, I don't want to get yelled at. I'm in a great mood. We play a lot of Joe's songs. We played one song.
You mean you steal Joe's songs?
No, I don't think we steal his songs. Karen, I don't know why I justify you with these calls.
I didn't even have fun with Todd at the roast from James Franco. We didn't even have good seats.
Hold on. Karen.
What?
Why do you make trouble when there's no trouble to be made. Joe doesn't care that we play the songs. Once in a while. You're talking about, I would imagine, Karen, the one that that Jake did with Don Rickles, right?
Well, yeah, among others.
Amongst what others? I'm sorry, that was disrespectful.
Yeah, bad.
Who are you again? I forget in this bit.
I'm Chris Farron, you dumb Jew.
Dumb Jew.
By the way, I'm Chris Farron. I think no one deserves the rights of men.
Well, listen.
I want to slime his
Listen,
name.
I got a show to do. Let's. By the way,
Carol, that was a
by the way,
job.
you're going to be doing that again. You know what? That great that you can go in and out of bits, and you can. That's my favorite thing to do. To do it and then go. What you did was perfect, and you'll be doing it again in a little bit. if you want.
You know she's SAG-AFTRA.
Well, you got to play it real. You got to sort of be over the top, but yet she's SAG-AFTRA. I hear you.
You got to pay her scale wage.
All right,
I'm still like in half drunk Chris Farron mode, and now I'm back.
Yeah, come back to me.
Yeah.
Come back to me.
Hey, Todd.
Now, listen, can you be, because this is the last time it's ever going to happen.
Of course.
To George Carlin, I'm being serious. But I want to get this out of the way so we can just, you know, I'm putting a straitjacket on Blake Wexler, and there's no reason to. I want to let you be like a wild horse and roam in the.
Now that you've complimented me.
Okay, so I want to do that, and I want to do it too. I don't want to have an order for the show. I just want to let what happens.
I do have that song now, though.
Oh, you do?
God damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have something that you want to do?
Yes.
Okay,
I want to do something
please.
That I found very heartwarming to George Carlin. And then remember what I said? Oh, my God, I'm going to get things kicked off, and then I'm going to play this thing that's – but it's not serious. It's not like it's going to be like, oh, we have to think, and Todd's going to tell us what we shouldn't do. No. Okay, we're past that part of the show. I just want to – this is like what it takes – it's they're interviewing all these people, and I got the unedited version. One ran for a commercial for Toyota, but it really warmed my heart. And I'm going to pause it throughout and tell you why, because certain – once in a blue moon, it's visual. Once in a blue moon, it's visual. So
this is the dad commercial?
Yeah, this is dad's. And then we'll go around the room, and maybe we have something we could – you know, maybe you dumb fucks could add something to it.
Contributors, not dumb fucks.
Contributors. I always forget.
I know.
You know I get confused. All right, so
it's offensive.
So let's just hold on.
Is it too dark, you think?
I think it's good, actually. I like it.
I like it, too.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play these, and let's just soak it in. Like, everybody, like, really sit back at home and really listen to these because they are special, and it's really heartwarming.
How did you learn to be a father?
My dad, he took us everywhere and did everything with us. He was always an example for me, and so I just wanted to be like him.
He's a wounded warrior, lost both of his legs in Vietnam. I used to walk with a limp because of my dad. There was no reason for me to limp. I patterned myself that much after how my father was. Because my dad was larger than life to me.
He was never afraid to tell me that he loved me. That was something that really, really impacted me and something that I wanted to make sure that I carried on when I became a father.
If you didn't learn it from your own dad, how did you learn to be a dad?
Because I was a son who needed a father.
In the video.
And it was just a matter of, in my head, filling in those numerous blanks that were there. I need to be present. I need to listen. I need to value what my son says. All of those things I start to check down on my sheet as far as what I wish was there for me and how then I translate that to him.
I unfortunately didn't have a father. I grew up an orphan, so I learned a lot of things my own. I also knew that if I just do things with my heart, then I'll be fine.
My dad left when I was 3 years old, and I really didn't get an opportunity to really meet him until I was 18 years old.
I just know that I don't want to be like my biological dad. I want to be there.
And can you be a great dad without having had a great dad yourself?
He starts to cry right away, this guy.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
I think I'm proof that you don't have to have a good dad to be a good dad because... My dad was not a good listener. I never felt like he was someone that I could talk to and tell him how I felt. He saw emotion as a weakness, where I see it as a strength.
The greatest love I've ever experienced is being a parent. And I remember my wife giving birth to him and looking at him and just crying because it was like, this is my son.
My mom died, but we still have a bond, and me and my dad have a bond. The bond with dad, it's one of the things that keeps us together.
My dad would not have liked it if I had a mohawk.
Pause it.
I remember what...
So this kid, his dad looks like the most traditional old father in the world. You know, he's just a bald guy. Looks like you would see him at the mall. You would think, but don't fucking judge people, because I love that he lets his son have a mohawk. And his son is this adorable kid. He's probably about 8, and he has a fucking mohawk. It's so cool. It's so like, it's like a foot high. It's a great mohawk. And this happened about 10 years ago, but I remember being at the airport, and there was a father that was obviously an honest, affectionate relationship with his son. Like, you could tell, you can fake be a good father in front of other people, but the problem is the children don't react because they're not used to getting it. This kid was used to being listened to, and him and his dad were engaged in this great conversation, and the dad looked like, you know, he had some tattoos, and, you know, and his son had a mohawk, but you could tell, like, this is not phony. This is like, this kid's used to being listened to and loved, and but the kid had a mohawk, and the dad had tattoos, and when they walked away, this other couple looked at me, an older couple, probably 70. You know, I shouldn't even say older couple, because if you're 70 and you get it and you're hip, you fucking hate that. You're not old. It's fuck that. Every age you think is old. Just 70-year-old. That's
couple.
All it was.
Yeah.
This couple, they were 70. Not this older couple that was 70. I get it. I'm doing that because, you know, nobody wants to hear that if they don't feel it. So looked at me, the dad, and he went, ugh. You know, like to say, I knew exactly, like, oh, the tattoos. And I forget his line because it was so many years ago. And you know what? He wasn't being the worst thing. And he was just thinking the kid with the mohawk into him. And I remember it was like one of the first times that I remember saying something affectionately. I go, I don't know if I agree. And the wife goes, either do I.
That's all. No way.
Yes. And I go, okay. She goes, no, he's so. And I was like, oh, I love you. I'm going to fucking hug you. This was at an airport restaurant, like a bar restaurant. You know,
right.
I said, Dad, let me tell you something. Forget about the music you don't like. You know, I said this to the guy because the wife was – he wasn't offended. He was knowing, and it wasn't like I barged into a place that wasn't mine. Since the wife opened the door, I think I said something to him like, I go, can I be honest with you? And it was very – and he listened. I said, the music you listen to, forget about the music you don't like. Who do you think writes the jazz or whatever music you like?
Yeah.
Parents, the kids that let them express themselves. I go, that dad lets his son express himself. He might express himself in so many ways that might be musically, it might be artistically. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going off on longer than I went then. I kept it a lot shorter then. But anyway, that's the way I felt. And I was like, so when I saw this kid with the mohawk in the commercial, I was like, fuck, that reminds me of that story.
When I was 17, I came home with an earring. And he was furious, and he did not want me in the house.
I've always told him that no matter
Pause
where
it.
We go, if you...
This father's son is handicapped. He's in a wheelchair, so it makes you understand everything. And it really makes it priceless.
Want to go out, you tell me you want to go, and you can always go wherever I go. So he's not going to be left in the car because it's too hard.
And then he wheels over to his dad.
What's one thing you love about your dad?
He takes me everywhere he goes.
So sometimes I put glasses on just because he didn't want to wear his eyeglasses, and that's why he wears them now. You can't take them off, isn't that right?
How smart is that? Is it bad? Them. I'll put glasses on, and then it's over. He wants to wear them too.
That's right.
My parents were kind of like I could have had a 290-yard rushing game and had 4 sacks, and we won the state title, and it was like good game. Trash duty tomorrow. Although I do raise them with those type of values, you're never as good as you think you are. You're never as bad as you think you are. You're somewhere right in the middle. But I make sure that they know how much I love them and how much I'm proud of them.
How do you know your dad loves you?
a lot of hugging and kissing. I love you stuff. Yeah.
I love you stuff. That's pretty good.
You're going to pretend that you are a dad.
Son, hold my hand. Stay next to me until we can cross.
What if I don't listen?
You will listen.
And what have you learned from Dad?
To be nice to people and be kind.
And what kind of dad do you want to be?
This kind.
How do you know your dad loves you?
He says it 24/7. And he's not afraid to show it either.
And what do you love most about Dad?
He's like my best friend.
Mohawk.
Tell me what you love most about Daddy.
I love his heart.
I think you don't have to have a good dad to be a good dad. And it really doesn't matter what surroundings you're in to become a good dad.
Well, I do want to tell you about the Toyota Camry who put this nice video together. I'll tell you what, they have some 2015
side airbags,
dual mirrors, and these Toyota people who put together that documentary about the people complaining about their parents.
You can fuck in the back of it. You can fuck in the, raw.
You can
no
fuck in the back of this goddamn
anyone.
Car.
It's you don't need to know their name. Come all over the windshield. It has windshield wipers. It'll wipe it right off.
I needed some comic relief.
I know, we had to...
Can I tell you something? That video,
yeah.
I watched it 5 times, and,
right.
I cried while I was listening to it just then.
Right.
And it is just, you know, that it's just great. And then I, of course, I'm, you know, hey, look, if you want to guess where this goes, you're going to guess.
Good.
Because when I listened to this, of course it made me want to think of my dad, and we'll go around the room. Mm-hmm. You know, and say, like, is there something about your dad that you could say like that? You know, could you think of something?
Yeah, there was. I just remember, like, when my dad used to read the newspaper to me.
Is this true?
And he would be drinking his coffee, and we have a record. And that's just what I think about whenever.
Can I?
No,
tell
I'm
you?
Sorry, but
you
to
know
be
what you
real,
did?
Yes.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You ruined the whole video for me. Okay. No. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. And thank you for laughing in the room.
Did you think I was going to do the bit at the wrong time in the middle of it?
Because you went over and you whispered, "Well, that." While I was crying, and I thought, "Oh, what are they setting up?" And I kept thinking, "What are they doing?" And then I forgot about it. But then I remembered again. And then I would forget about it. Then I would remember. And then when
I'm
I finally
sorry.
Did it, I went for that. Now, you didn't think it was going to cause me all that anguish. So you didn't do it intentionally.
I know, but I should have known.
Oh, in the middle of that to get up after the pizza debacle at my party, you have the nerve.
You know I was not a part of that pizza debacle
know,
of 2015.
I'll never forget it.
No,
never
that was Lynn Short and Natalie
yes,
Gergely.
Was.
That's right, and people died that night.
All right, listen. We're going to tell the story about our dads, but first I want to say what happened at my party. By the way, listen, why are you covering your mouth?
Are you talking about the grilled cheese pizza debacle of 2015?
Yes. This is a real thing. Okay, but I want to talk about the dads thing first. No, second.
Okay.
Here's what happened at my party.
Because I will be serious, and I'm sorry I did the thing. In the,
but, no,
the,
no, you don't have to be your sorry.
Okay. I'm Blake, babe.
No, I'm
I don't
serious.
Know who that is.
Listen, you don't have to be sorry. You didn't do anything wrong. That's
right,
how
right.
You're only going to enjoy this if you know that I understand this pizza thing that happened. And then
oh,
we'll,
yeah.
And then we'll get to what you did during the Toyota touching
good.
Heartwarming moment.
I'll stick around for that.
Yeah, you stick. Now, you just listen up.
Hey,
you listen up, motherfucker.
Can I say grilled cheese pizza debacle again?
Yes, all you want.
Are you guys talking about the grilled cheese pizza debacle of 2015?
I'm going to get it out.
We no, talked about this on the phone.
My neighbor used to say that. He pulled his dog out.
Listen, I've got to get this off my chest.
Right, listen, I have a professional
and
show.
Cock out of his chest?
I have a professional
yes.
show. Shh. Guys, remember what I said. Shh, quiet. I'm in charge.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now, listen.
Sorry.
Okay, I want to be serious.
Yes.
I am being serious.
Of course.
Okay, here's what happened at my house. Because I want to get back to the Toyota thing.
I will tell you, George Carlin, I would be serious.
After that, it's free. It seems like I keep telling you that. Like I'm telling you, like you're a horse. I'm going to let you go into the pasture. But hold on, one more trek, and then I let you loose, and you can run around the whole neighborhood. But it seems like I've got a lot of rules till we get there.
No oats. You will get no oats.
No. Once this bit's over, I let the gate open.
Right.
You run out. We got 100 acres.
Is my mane brushed all nice?
All right. So listen to this. So you came over to my house. And by the way, even though the joke became that it was Natalie, it wasn't Natalie at all. Nobody did anything. But if anybody did anything, it wasn't Natalie. It was Lynn.
Right.
And Lynn didn't do anything either.
It was Lynn.
No. What? Right, listen.
Natalie's my girlfriend.
This is weird. I got a note from Marco. He goes, Todd, it's Marco. I don't know if you remember me. But I came in here with my friend Keith, and I just want to say the show's putting me to sleep. What kind of notice?
What the hell? And they're right here. They could have just said it.
He goes, P.S., in case Blake says, why didn't I come up and say it, I didn't want to be rude.
He really covered all bases in that note.
He said, and by the way, I have a feeling you're going to realize that I covered all my bases in that note, and I thank you for pointing it out before anybody else even realized.
Fuck, this guy's good.
And then he said, you know what? I think you just said, fuck, this guy's good. It's why you're smarter than the rest of this group, because you saw everything coming one step ahead. Now, listen. So I pre-make. This is the truth, and I've done this a few other times. I had this so set up. Nobody did anything wrong. To George Carlin. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a little angst, rage. No, angst. No, I did. I got angst, but then I let it. In a minute, I figured it out. So what I'm telling you is the truth.
And by the way, we've talked about this. So
me
just,
and you have.
Yeah.
So I just figure it's an 8 o'clock party, and no one comes hungry. But I have some like snacks. But if you're starved, they're not the type of snacks that are going to do it for you. You know, I had some carrots, I had some apples, I had some peanut butter, some celery, some dip or something.
Peanuts, yeah.
I had some peanuts. So there was enough to, you know, if you were starved, they ain't going to do it. So I thought that would cover people because it's 8 o'clock. And then I pre-made 25 grilled cheese sandwiches. Not only did I pre-make them, I wanted I wanted getting these grilled cheese sandwiches, like everything else, to be easy. So I had two griddles in the backyard. Every single one was buttered and made and on it with tinfoil over it. So what you do is you flip a switch and boom, 25 grilled cheese sandwiches starting to get made.
Yes.
And then everything worked. Oh, I'll tell you how it worked out now, but then I'm going to tell you there was a little bit of a backfire. When I flipped them, every fucking one was golden brown and perfect.
They were perfect.
Because I didn't have to butter them and put the cheese on. Hold on. Boom, click, do it. And I had a hat that says grilled cheese chef, and I put it on with a white apron. Right, Jake?
Solve real life.
It's true. I did this once before.
And by the way, when you're drunk and or high and having fun, what do you want to eat? If someone comes out with 25 grilled cheeses, you're going to go insane.
There's a loophole.
Yes.
Something happened bad.
Was there.
Yes. Something happened very
something
bad.
Something horrific happened.
What was it? By the way, to George Carlin, the music might be dramatic, but the story's true. Right?
Yeah.
People are going, wait, to George Carlin? Yeah. We're telling in a dramatic way. We're sure we got the music. But the story's true.
It's fucking...
So anyway, and again, I'm not going to tell the story unless I can preface one more time. Nobody did anything wrong. You can get upset at someone and then go, oh, no one did anything wrong. That's why I let it go. And
right.
I said, it's a life lesson. It's my job to fix this loophole.
And I'm going to compliment you in the middle of this.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, sure.
No, but after, you have to keep telling the story.
Would you like some background music as you compliment me? Yeah.
Swing
look
low.
At these guys. Look how fucking lazy they are. The one guy slouching down. He obviously, when I get him to play, he's like, all righty. He dusts off his guitar.
I don't want to give away what happened yet. So you keep telling the story, and then I'll compliment you. I'm right, teasing you. A compliment good. To the
thank
host.
You. I'm kidding, by the way. I think you guys know you're great. So fucking overpriced. Nah, these guys.
How much did you pay? Well, also, how much do you make a year?
It's 500.
Can we start there?
He goes,
it is 500 grand a year that you make?
He goes, because my hair is thick, I get extra money.
That is... By the way, I think if you were in charge of paying actors, it would have nothing to do with their acting
no,
ability.
Just by
it
their hair
based off,
sure it would
if,
be.
Yeah, if you have a part, you
hey,
get
let me
a
little
tell
you bump. Something. I got a band that travels with me, and one of... I don't care if the guy's 60. He's got a thick head of hair. Thick, like sick fucking shut the fuck up thick.
Right.
And then he goes on stage every night with a black shirt and a bow tie. Yeah, of course he gets extra money. Mm-hmm. You add something to the show purely on your fucking disgustingly thick hair. It's like people get hypnotized. They're like, oh, look at that person with great hair. Yes, you want them in your band.
And then we see them play, and they're just banging two sticks together. Oh, but they have an amazing head of hair. But the guy has no idea how to play an instrument. It's just him rubbing sticks together. It's like, I don't know. He looks good, but...
You want to hear the rest of the story?
I would love to.
Fire on stage?
All right, so listen. Everyone comes over, and everybody's hanging out. I heard something about fire. But anyway.
Hey, where there's fire, there's rain.
Where there's rain, there's...
a pain in the tuchus.
Well, that's your best stuff. I listen.
Wait, so what happened after? Okay, so you have all these grilled cheeses made.
So I have them all made, mm-hmm. and then Lynn comes over, and I hear him say, now, again, I'm going to preface again. I would say if no one stops me, this will be the last time I preface it before I go in for the actual explanation. To George Carlin, nobody did anything wrong. It just took me. When you hear the part where I'm upset, it's short-lived until I had a reality check. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, and again, I'm saying it comedically, but also I don't want to bullshit about it. It was like I had an idea. It did motherfucker, this got in the way of my plan. Lynn goes, oh, we should order a pizza. Are you fucking shitting me? And I'm like, and then your girlfriend, she goes, that's a good idea. I'm like, son of a motherfucker.
Now, here's where I'll compliment you, is that I know how you want a party to go, and I had a feeling you had a plan. So, mm-hmm. normally you'll start the pizza the pizza group, but when my girlfriend, and this is when I realized, and this is when I think you may have come back down to earth, where my girlfriend's like, yeah, we should order a pizza. I looked at her like she just said, I should fuck other men.
Yes.
And like, I literally looked at her and like, don't you dare order pizza
Blake,
at God's place. Blake. And then you looked at me and you're like, oh, no, it's okay.
Blake, yeah. By the way. Okay, hold on. Go one step at a time. I saw you look at her like that. I felt more bad for you than I did myself. I went, oh, my God, Blake thinks I'm madder than I am. And I go, no, Blake thinks you're as mad as you are. But got over it. But right, I saw the look in your face, and you were like, and I'm like, oh, my job right then was to calm you, to go, oh, he can't be, he's right, but he's wrong. And you're right, because that was my initial reaction.
Right.
I was like, fuck it. And it all comes from a place of just wanting to, to have a surprise and surprise me. It doesn't come from an evil place, but still it took me 10 seconds to go, it's your job. To next time, go, hey, you just say something like, don't come starve. That's your part of your new plan. If you're so perfect in unveiling this perfect thing, it's your job to troubleshoot it.
Right.
You never thought of it. You just lucked out in the past when you did this. You're right. It was 8 o'clock. No one wanted to order anything. You had enough snacks. But tonight it wasn't it. So guess what? Add another thing. That took 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then I went, yeah, let's order pizza, you know. And then you said, Blake tried to.
Well, here. In my defense, I didn't.
You said, let's make pizza grilled cheese sandwiches. I was like, oh, you sort of like, I think you guys were. Said that? Was that you?
Yeah.
That was Blake. That was Jake. And I think it was a trick, like someone that talks someone off a building. He goes, oh, we could put the pizza in the grilled cheese. And of course, like a monster, I'm like, that's a good idea.
still here.
He calmed me down.
Right.
So, but anyway, I went back, I flipped them on, and here's the story. I flip them on, I put the grilled cheese hat on, I come in, you introduce me.
Yes.
We had Lynn was there on the trumpet and did like a royal salute. You know,
ladies and gentlemen,
this is, by the way, let me preface this. Lynn genuinely to George Carlin was at the house. Now JJ's here insinuating that he's Lynn, but in the real house,
who's younger and dresses well. Yeah. And is very,
Lynn went in, you went into the kitchen and then you said,
ladies and gentlemen, I present you the Archduke of Cheese Grilled Todd Glass.
And then I come in with my grilled cheese hat, and people liked it, but guess what? Oh, they ate the grilled cheese sandwiches.
No,
not like it was midnight, and they were fucking not one left. There was five left. There was five left. You know, come on, you can't argue that.
You threw them away, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No,
I
ate them all. I ate them all. Every time I walked by, I would eat them, and I had probably seven grilled cheese sandwiches that night. I swear to God.
I had three or four.
Well, you were nervous no one was eating them, so you're like trying to shove them in your mouth.
And I had a bet that people would eat all of them.
By the way, Jake, Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I love that you bet that, and I thought you were probably right, but we admit in hindsight, you're like, yeah, we were wrong. The pizza, they weren't. You know what the grilled cheese sandwiches would have been at midnight, right? At midnight.
It would have been like wolves.
Shut the fuck
like
up.
Like fucking wolves.
It's you just. It's not only that you're hungry, it's that you think all bets are off unless you're going to have to drive somewhere. And all of a sudden,
yeah, yeah.
Midnight, the 24.
It's buttery and
delicious. I had extra ones, too, next to me.
Fuck.
Did I ever tell you about? Okay, listen.
No.
So that's fine.
But here, in my defense as a boyfriend, when I looked at my girlfriend,
no, we're just
friends. No. Let me.
No, we're just friends.
All right. Well, that's you defining boundaries, and it's interesting you chose the podcast. No,
all right, so, go ahead. What about Natalie? Who I love. She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome. But like when I looked at her, when she was like, "Oh yeah, we'll order them."
Yes.
Like I wasn't like, "What the fuck? No. You don't order pizza and my glasses." I wasn't going to be like that. I'm like, hey, maybe, you know, we should wait a little while. Like, that's what I would have said. Not like, you asshole! Fucking asshole with tits! Like, it wouldn't have been that. It would have been like, oh, you know, like, I know he probably had something planned.
Blake, I love you. You know why? Because yes. Because you're to George Carlin, that's an important thing to tell because it wasn't.
Right.
You knew that it was, you know, you overreacting. You know, it's like she didn't. No one did anything. Lynn, first of all, let me just deal with Lynn.
Well, no one did
Lynn
anything
did nothing wrong.
Wrong no
but
one did anything.
You just, your plan got messed up. So you, I was
right.
proud
and
of
I
myself.
I know you, yeah.
I was proud of myself that, because I thought for a while, I was like, I'm going to close the party down.
Right.
No, yeah. For 15 seconds, I'm like, you mother, are you, here? Why would you doubt me?
Y'all better
dumb,
have Uber.
You dumb motherfuckers, yeah. What have you ever done it? You're stupid when you have people over. Like, yeah. Fuck, you know me well enough. I have every fucking thing covered. Just shut the fuck up with your dumb fucking pizza.
Yeah.
And then I let it go.
You know what? I'm gonna spray Pete Holmes in the face with seltzer water. I'm going to make him go outside. And he's going to dry off. And I'm going to make him lift home, not even
Jesus
Uber.
Jesus Christ. We're Joe.
How is Jesus? Where can we do a Where Are They Now with Jesus?
Where's you know when I think of Jesus, you know what I think?
One universe, eight planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809. Seven seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
I never thought it would be that funny. Yeah. He just made it, and it worked out perfectly to play it there. Wow. This is the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I hope Paul F. Tompkins isn't listening. He'll give me a real mouthful.
Don, it's Paul F. Tompkins.
Are you got through already?
Yeah, I did. Right away.
Oh, Paul,
said. No, you just said you had the most fun you've ever had in your entire life.
No.
You know, I was on the podcast recently. Todd.
Paul. Well, I'm not going to argue
Todd,
with you,
listen.
Paul. This is the part of you that, you know, that people tell me about.
Well,
there's
Todd,
an argumentative
I'm
side.
This is the part of you that's a filthy fucking liar.
Paul.
The most fun ever.
Paul.
The most fun ever.
Paul.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Paul. Listen, Paul.
Todd.
You know I...
Todd.
Paul, you...
No, you shut up.
Right,
that's the name of a show I have on Fusion. But also, please shut up, because you're saying
no.
That you have the most fun.
I didn't mean it wasn't a
well,
competition
you said it.
With you.
It well, it is a competition because I'm on your podcast. You have fun with me,
no,
and then you
I
say
love
you have the most fun.
Oh, don't start crying. It's
no, I'm not.
Paul, is this... Hold on.
What?
Wait a second. Is this really you?
Yes.
How do I know? You don't sound like... How prove to me you're Paul F. Tompkins.
Musical guest!
Oh, it is Paul F. Tompkins.
I do the intros for SNL as well in this bit. But also, Todd...
Oh, I'm sorry.
From one Philadelphia
it wasn't
member
the best.
To another.
Can I be honest with you?
Be honest.
You know, yours was probably the most fun I've ever had.
All right, well, that's all I was wondering. Anyway, Todd, I'm a big fan of the podcast. Have a good night. Okay,
thank you. I think that really was him, I swear to God. At first, I thought it wasn't. Can I tell you
like
what I thought it was first?
For sure. Who?
I thought it sounded like you.
No, that wasn't.
Wait, who are you looking at right now? Me, Blake Wexler?
Yeah, I thought it was you at first. I don't know why. I thought you were just... But then I looked over at you. I'm like, no, it's obviously not you. You're sitting there with your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then we don't have this intricate phone system for nothing.
I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great!
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
Hey, manja.
Yeah, manja.
Hey, let's
manja.
Do it again, but turn our mics up loud. Get real close when we kiss and kiss along with the kiss.
Right, right,
really
right.
Put some everybody and loud in the room, like mwah.
And then we'll fuck.
Wait,
who is talking?
Play it again.
Yes, it's the Talk Glass Show, so let's kiss on.
All right, listen.
That's so immature what I just did.
Guys, come on. My parents are home. My parents are here.
Nothing. Just hanging out.
Marshmallows.
Take a deep
playing
breath.
Anagrams.
Everybody, take a deep breath because I got bad news and good news.
Oh, my God.
The bad news is, let me go bad news first. I got bad news, and good news. I got bad news, then I got bad news, and then I got some more bad news. And then I got some good news. Oh, wait a second. Good news sounds like that?
Right.
Then what's bad news sound? Wait, what? I thought that was dramatic. I thought it was dramatic. Like, what happened to her? Yes, that you don't go.
I just won the lotteries.
Oh, wait a second. These guys only got one sound effect. What about this one?
Oh, it's old one sound effect Jake over there.
One sound effect Jake.
Hey.
One sound effect Jake.
You got Prego on your nose over there.
Hey, excuse me, but I heard your mom died. I'm one sound effect Jake.
Oh, I just won a whole year's supply of Parmesan. Hey!
Hey, everybody! You know the one you're supposed to use when you say, like, hey, where's Sharon? One trick Jake uses it no matter what. Hey, pass the paprika! That's one trick Jake!
Hey!
First of all, why do I love to fake imagine it enough? Where is this person where they're trying to trick everybody with their one sound effect?
Well, first of all, he was hired. He was hired.
For a morning show.
Yes.
And they said, you'll just do drops throughout the show.
Can we do an interview? Will you interview, like, I'm interviewing for the morning show as
and
a
you
sound
have
person?
The drops?
Yeah.
Wait. This is where
so I'm the sound person interviewing for this morning show, but I only have one drop. But I'm trying to dodge around. So you're the employer.
You're like really
employer.
Confident.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
It.
Now, what do you play there?
Sure,
you have
yeah.
you, well, we have a morning show, mm-hmm. so a lot of times we need someone that can drop in different things during the show.
Well, as you know, I've been in the business for 19 years, and mm-hmm. I've been building suspense, I find, is the most important thing in morning shows. For instance, you say something crazy, and I hit this.
Oh, I like
right?
that.
Very
I like
good.
That.
Very
I like
good.
That.
Yes.
I like
so,
that.
You know, it's very versatile.
You
it's
get
very
it. You're
fun,
scoring
course,
the show.
Right. And what else do you talk? You talk about, like, good things, you talk about bad
well,
things, you talk about good things.
Friday, actually, that's part of the show. We have a more of a serious show. One of the weathermen's grandmother just died of cancer.
That's very good, because I have something to accentuate seriousness, and it sounds like this, actually. So, yeah, we have a lot of different things that we do here. I have a lot of catalog that I've been building over 19 years. So it's been... I'm in. People are searching me out.
And that is that bit. That's my new way I get out. Do it again. I go like this. I go ba 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 ba. And that is that ad bit. It's the end of a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do it better. Let me try it again. And that is the end of that bit. All right, listen, your dad, what did he do? Tell me a story about your dad. Seriously, make something nice.
Okay.
You know the way I like to do it. I go all over the place. I get silly. I get serious. That's why these other shows right. are taking hot shits in their pants. Because they're afraid. Well, you heard the word out on the street is they're like, I thought Todd Glass was all bells and whistles. I'm listening to the shows last week. He's playing this thing about... You know, what it's like to be a dad. Like, motherfucker, stop stomping into my territory, Todd. You're the bells and whistles guy. Now you're like Marc Maron. Marc Maron, I heard, has had diarrhea. And I'm not making this up. I swear to God, this is
true.
What
has he been?
Well, he heard my interview.
Oh, he's vegan.
He hears my openings. And he goes, pure diarrhea, just shitting out of his ass.
Jesus
24 hours a day, worried that I'm, you know, that it's he's like the old.
Right.
And then I'm like the new
Well,
guy.
He can't record in the garage anymore because he ruined it with his sickness. saying that, do you want serious? Like,
oh,
Carlin
yes.
serious?
To
George Carlin serious.
Yes.
It's such a weird, after a shit joke, to go in something
It's okay.
Serious,
that's what we do.
So.
Do you need help?
No.
To George Carlin, just straight up. Okay, yeah, please, please.
This will help you get into the mood.
One universe, eight planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809 islands, seven seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
I help you visually. All right, go ahead. No, no, I want to be to George Carlin.
Yes,
I now pronounce this a serious discussion, and Todd Glass in charge of this podcast as president of the podcast, deemed from the Podcasters Association of America. If I had a gavel, I'd bang it. Hear ye, hear ye,
hear ye, hear ye.
All right.
Seriously.
So this is in reference to the very serious.
And I know it's hard to get serious, but there's something your dad did that's part of your soul.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Okay.
So to George Carlin, can't break it. Very, very serious thing. He's fine now. My dad almost died when I was 15 of like a massive.
Can I tell you why that was so goddamn perfect? Because I thought, don't play it then.
Right, right.
I thought, I hope he doesn't play it.
Do not play it. And then he played it. And I was like, don't play it.
But I know this is good. Let me hear the rest of the story.
Yeah, this is a two George Carlin series.
I don't want to tip that your dad was in a coma.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was basically dead and then somehow lived. But yeah, he should have died. Like, two George Carlin should have straight up died. And he ended up living. Like, he had a 6% chance of living after this stroke, and he ended up living. So he basically went through, this man went through a period of like, I mean, it was hard as his family, but like that, like, he woke up from a coma and had no idea where the fuck he was. So he wakes up and he's in this rehabilitation center, and he finds out that Philadelphia Eagles had just lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That was the thing. And he knows how big of a Philadelphia Eagles fan I was. So my dad calls, like, the first thing he did was ask the doctor. He was like, is my son okay? To George Carlin asked, is my son okay because of this football team that he doesn't play for lost in the Super Bowl? So it's not that he has tubes coming out of him. He almost fucking died. Like, he doesn't know if he's going to live or not. He's wondering if his son's going to be okay because a stupid fucking game didn't go the way he wanted. I didn't even have money on it. Right. Like, so it was just that level of love where, like, no matter where he, like, literally the scariest thing for a man, and he was thinking about his son in something that regarded the smallest of, like, capacities, you know? So it was it just shows the level of love for a father for a son where, like,
it does.
He was going through something real, and I was going through something fake.
How
you know?
Old, yeah, right. How old were you? You were about what, 19?
I was 16, I think, 15 and 16.
Yeah, because it shows. Well, it's true with most good parents, or probably with some bad parents even. But obviously, yours is a good story. You have a good dad. But even when, you know, they really do want their kids to be happy, and that's like the level of just like,
yeah,
that's what was on his mind. Like, out of all the shit that could have been on his mind,
just puts his personal real stuff aside to make sure his son's happy. Yeah, so that's what it was.
You know, when
I
watched,
so good luck topping that, you fucking idiots.
No, my dad, I probably can't top that. But
No, it's not about top. I was just saying that to be an asshole.
My dad wrote this song for me, and I found that he used to sing
it. Oh, my God, that sounds.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?
He used to do this every night when I went to bed.
The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day.
Bum, every bum, night, bum, my dad would read it to me.
So just, you're the lemonade in this song.
Stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?
Wait, are you the grapes?
I said, no, like I said yesterday.
The duck.
We just sell lemonade, okay?
I'm the duck, idiot.
You're the duck.
Oh, are you shitting me?
Goodbye.
Listen, it's a song about a duck. Just listen to it.
Wait, so
Lynn, it's a song. I mean, Blake, it's a song about a duck. It's a cute song. Why are you fucking?
But why are you the duck? I honestly don't understand.
The fuck does
Wait, so this is a song that your dad wrote for you? Who the fuck is this singing this? It's not even your dad.
Got any grapes?
Do you have any grapes?
Can I ask you a question? And I'm being serious.
And this is the song that I need really wrong. Todd, I don't know if that song's about you. I think it's just a silly song that your dad wrote. It was a cash grab. And you're misinterpreting it as a song for you.
I think I got a little lost.
Really?
I think I did.
And I got really nervous. Because I, but then you saved it. I watched what happened. You really took that shit bit I was doing and just gave it life.
No, it wasn't. It was
thank
funny.
You.
You said that no. was the one thing your dad did for you. Is well, I thought that song it. Right. After Blake wait, was that the, very heartfelt story.
Was the bit not as bad as I thought?
No, it was great.
Here's what I thought. You told a very heartwarming story. I go, what if my dad had this produced song? Like,
right,
bottle,
right.
Bottle. Like, it's no, a beautiful, heartwarming
but then
story.
The other layer is it wasn't even about you. Your dad just was a shitty musician. Not a shitty musician. I don't want to insult God any grapes guy, but. You know, I'm still trying to make it in this town, and he clearly throw his weight around.
Here comes the sun, do 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 do. Here comes the sun.
And that's son, S-O-N, father son.
Right, put echo. Da 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 da. You gotta know the words. Sure we do. What? What the fuck are we doing?
Is it, I don't know.
Is this okay? Is this arable?
Is this good bad or bad bad?
No, not it's fine. If we need to do a definite pick me up. Can I be honest? Because it's going to be
good.
So self-analytical, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm lost, and I'm the host, and that's always my job. And you're just doing fucking great. But, you know, it's like we're two roosters with our heads cut off.
Right. But by the way, because we're men, we're roosters. We're no chickens. We're no hens.
Yeah, we're roosters. Yeah. We plow right into
that's
you.
Right.
Listen.
We
now, everything's,
what do they do?
Can I tell you, though? Can I tell you the truth I'm positive about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a good time.
Yes.
I really am having a good time.
When I go to Queens, I have a good time, so I understand. That was the last time I had a good time when I went to Queens.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble. No trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
Pause that. That brings me the type of joy,
Jake,
that I can't experience. Like, that's better than a drug. Play it again. What you did, what you created.
Jake, it's
and by the way, you two, who's told us to do it? Oh, we said his name like 5 times. Anyway, he knows who he is.
Chuck!
But there's something about it. It comes from out of the right hook of it just feeds your silly bone.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass.
I'm going to try to explain why that's funny. So first of all, there's a juxtaposition of Don Rickles next to a current fucking hip-hop song. And then also, it's all about that bass, no treble. First of all, so you can have treble and bass as well, but this guy, like, no treble. It's only bass. The song's about bass. Okay?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
Okay, let's not get confused here. It's only about the bass.
No trouble.
No trebles.
I'm all about that bass.
And then it's another level of hilarious because Don Rickles is not saying no treble. He's saying no trouble.
I know.
But it sounds like no treble, so that's another. So there's like 5 layers.
You know what he's saying? I know what he's saying.
Well, it's not all about the band.
He's gonna come back around again.
It's okay.
Worth it. We know what we're in for, and it will deliver.
Yes.
It's worth it. Everything is great. Oh. Pause it. Pause it. You know we're not going to be let down. That's sick. The responsibility of this character, Don Rickles, to be so great. His whole being
yes.
is so great. We're picturing him in that interview. By the way, if you have seen that clip from Live at 5, which I want to take a break and play, that is such a great clip of Don Rickles because it's him being just at his best, what makes him so special. And And then we're getting a glimpse of that in the middle of the song. But every time I'm picturing him from the Live at Five interview going, no trouble, no trouble.
Do we have that? Do we have that clip?
We'll play it in a little while. But you know what I'd like to play one more time, if you don't mind? You're not going to believe this, but I'd like to hear this again from the beginning. You know, why not, right?
What? Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
It's the new dance.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
That's one step.
About that bass, 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 bass.
Let's do it again. See who can get it right.
Yeah.
There's two troubles sometimes, and there's one trouble.
Oh,
we
fuck.
Won't lie to the listening audience. We will tell you who gets it. Everybody in the room. He goes, no trouble, no trouble. Then he does it once.
I bet
then
JJ gets it.
Then he skips a beat. So let's keep doing it till somebody gets it. Here we go. It's put the hands up in the air. Every time he goes, no trouble, we take our hands, we put them up in the air. They're like, you know, like we're stopping a
and
car.
If you get it wrong, you're not participating.
You keep doing it.
It might be a different part of the song where it might be different.
No, let's start from the beginning.
Can we just talk about music?
Hold on, let's start. Here we go. Let's do it again. Here we go.
I wish we didn't start from the beginning.
Well, it's okay.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Face.
You did it. You got it. Do it again. Start it from the beginning one more time. Start it from the beginning. It's so much fun. Play it again. Both hands up in the air. We get it.
Because neither of us knew if we were going to get it.
Yeah, it's like two, one. Two, it's a little easier than. By the way, this is the only thing I've ever been able to
equation,
do.
I had the equation. I'm not telling you. I won't tell you. It's 2-2-1.
Besides, don't tell anybody.
It's 5-6-7-8.
Okay, here we go. Let's play it again. Do it again. From the beginning.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
Oh, no, no.
No trouble. No trouble.
Jake switched it up like a motherfucker.
Jake. Now I'm going to be to get. By the way, here's why what you just did was great. I'm going to tell you why. Because you might think George Carlin ruins bits, but it doesn't.
No.
Because you were good enough where it got by me. What it prevents is, now the rest of the show, I might say to George Carlin, I want you to play what I want.
From the beginning.
But you caught me off guard, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. So that's why, to me, George Carlin is good, because you can stop it, but if it doesn't mean you can stop bits. It doesn't mean you can't have stopped people fooling
you. We never
you.
Said start it from the beginning.
They just have to get you, genuinely, and you don't smell it. If I smell it, I say to George Carlin, I never smelled anything. He seemed like he was going to do exactly what I wanted, and then he just switches it up, and that's why now I'm going to say to George Carlin.
To George Carlin, start it from the fucking beginning. No bullshit.
Just wanted you guys.
Yeah. Just so we're on the same fucking page.
But can I tell you why I like it? I can never, you know that thing, hey, hi, hello, thanks for I can never get that, ever.
Right.
I will never get it. If someone said, hold a gun to my head, first of all, even if I was close to getting it, I'd probably be so scared with the gun in my head, then I would forget it for other reasons. But I'd be like, hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by, hey, hi. If I got it close, they go, one syllable off, do it again. I do very old school.
What is that game? It's called like where you like doing the thing, like it's a drinking game where you go bump, 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 bump. Like you have to like do like it's a drinking game where you like make
big
a.
AC/DC?
What is it? Yeah, big booty, like where you have to do like a motion to each other, but I always get like scared and forget what the motion
is. Can I tell
is.
You something?
Anyway, it's a personal thing.
We're
going to
come back. We're going to talk about our dads.
Yes.
But I want to say this. This is our new theme show to the song.
I can show you this. I can help. I've got two strong arms. I can help.
Yep, it's our new theme.
Can we get some Keith and Marco?
Oh, you'll...
Oh, yeah? All right.
It's a fact that people get lonely, ain't nothing new. But a person like you should never have the blues. So let me help. I've got two for me. Let me help. It would sure do me good
to do you good. I need help. Sing along if you know it. Here we go, ready?
Get to sleep at night. You're always a part of my dreams.
Reverb. Holding me tight, telling me everything
I want to hear.
Well, don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. Know anything about you, or do anything at all. I can help. I can help, I can help.
It would
do me good.
To do you good, I need help.
Solo with JJ. Playing along, Marco on guitar, everybody. You can hear it. It fills the room. Keith also on guitar. Guys feathered it in great. You know, I'm always wondering if people at home can tell, like, even then obviously we were doing playing a song and then JJ was playing on top of it, but like having the two guitars in the room, it definitely it gives it a feeling of like a live band. Well, it is, but they're even, you know what I'm saying. What do you want? Oh, that volume is so loud. That was great. You know, it makes me want to sing. Well, I was born to be a singer.
All right, well, let's jump,
you know what's great
in,
about my dad
in front of this.
You know what's great about my dad? He gave me a Stromboli when I was 9.
Hey, yeah.
No, that was great, JJ.
Extra
no, my dad. But I did think of something. Even when I watched that, it definitely made me think of what I sort of my go to with my dad is when. And I think it's genuine. He never sat us down and like said, "Oh," and gave us lectures and anything. What? To George Carlin.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
To George Carlin, and he really never like. And at the time, there would be a point in my life when I would be like, "I don't know." Like, he was. Then it was obvious. There's two things. One, if ever we were somewhere like at a party, he'd always want to make like the people that work there laugh. Like if it was the valets or if it was like, and not bad, make them laugh. Like his, he had a good sense of humor. Like,
yeah.
You remember once my friend Doug Doyle came over to my house and he goes, "Hey, Mr. Glass, nice to meet you." He was over Mr. Glassing him, and my dad goes, "That's all right. Cut the shit, son. What are you looking for, handouts?" And like, I know, like that was funny. Like, you know,
can,
what I mean?
Can I tell you something that again, another two George Carlin, like no bit where you do that. Like I've seen you the way you treat like people, or you treat them well, like you know, like service and treat people, or like, but you do bits with them, and like when they first come out of your mouth, like I'm like. Like oh no, like is he fucking with them? But like it's never they all it's always with such respect and such you know finesse, and it's so funny where now I see where that comes from. Like as your friend,
yeah,
like
I
it's just
you,
like, oh shit, that's where
I think
Todd's
you know,
thing comes from.
As you get older, you're mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, because that's from me seeing my dad do that. But yeah, I'm the same way. Like if you're somewhere that's who you want to make laugh, you know, you're and you want to do a good job. You don't want to be the person that's doing shitty jokes and make them fake laugh. And the other thing was that this I say about both of my parents, but definitely saw it in my dad, is that and again, they never sat us down, but this was fucking as valuable, but only now, maybe when I got older, did I realize another, oh, it just they never said it, I just watched it. You know, not only did they not give a shit if somebody was, what color somebody was, and I know, you know, some people, hey, this was, you know, 1980, you know,
like,
when
like
I could,
a purple person?
Yes, exactly.
What are you saying?
There'd be people that wouldn't have friends outside of, let alone anything else, or, but that was the given, that it mm-hmm. was a social class. You know, like rich people, poor people, you can't all mix, you know.
Right.
That was a sort of most – some people don't have a hang outside of their financial – you know, you have other friends that make sort of what you make. Some make a little less. But no, my parents, if they met – because – so let me make myself clear. Let me go a little backwards. So yes, there's the obvious when people are also forward thinking, they don't give a shit what fucking color people are. Hopefully – you're there. But they were past that even. They, of course, they didn't give a shit about that. But even the social class, if my parents met people and they were poor and they were rich, or they were, they just had all fucking types of friends. They had rich friends and poor friends and thin friends and gay friends and black friends and Chinese friends. They just met people they liked, but they never fucking said it. But it's clear as day to look back. Oh, yeah, they just met people. And if they liked them, they liked them.
Yeah.
They could give a fuck. And they never, they're just, it never was. They thought it any other way. Yeah, you meet people, and then you take that for granted until you go, "Oh no, that's not a lot of people."
No, and then it's a weird thing where, like, I've had like obviously as your friend, but then also like when we go back to Philly, like I don't even know if you're aware of this, like, but when you're on stage, when you talk about your family, like for me, you know, just as someone like not even as another comic, but someone watching, it's just like, that is the way a family should be. Like, and I know it's not like you're not doing it to be like, hey, look, my family is correct.
No, I am.
Or, oh, okay. Well, then you're doing a great job.
It's about time you gave me some fucking credit.
Right, right.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, finally.
How nice is my family before you were going to say something, asshole?
All right. Well, they were great. Your
of course I was. What do you mean you looked me in the face?
Okay, okay.
And I know you're not doing that to get the accolade. I've been wanting the accolade since I've been doing it.
Of course, of course. And your mom will fuck whoever, and it doesn't matter. She's great.
I told Blake.
No. That wasn't. But to George Carlin. To finish like the comment, because it does mean a lot, like where the way you describe your family were the people who would hang around you guys and like the people they would invite over, and like it was just the most accepting family. So it's not the purpose of when you talk about it on stage, but it comes across where this is an amazing family, your mom and your dad, where like this is how people should treat each other. So it's not preachy, and then it may not even seem like a thing to draw attention to for you because maybe you're so close to it, but as someone hearing it, just like, that's an amazing upbringing that you had. So you had a very cool mom.
Well, I wish they cleaned more.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom,
oh, Jesus.
Wait. Okay, I'm home in Philadelphia for the week, and I got a call from your mother this morning.
Oh, this is a nice
voicemail.
Hysterically crying because apparently the big banner hanging from her house fell down during the hurricane. Hmm. It's really important to her. She sounded very, very upset. So, you're a good friend of mine. I went over to help her hang it back up. Todd, this is a little awkward. The banner.
Pause this.
Your mom's banner.
Can I be honest? When this happened,
of course.
By the way, of course I remember this, but I just want to play along. When I heard this, I felt bad for you. I did. I thought someone's taking advantage of this nice kid.
This was before I moved out here. And
I was not offended. And I know you could think like what you said would, but all I thought was, you know what? This guy goes all the way down. I don't want to tip what happens, but he does something very nice for my mom, who was in a time of need. She turns around and sort of screws him. And I felt more bad for you. That's why I sent you that check for $50. So play the rest of it.
Well, all right. Yeah, well, just listen to the rest of it and...
says free pussy on it.
Her banner that said free pussy.
It's the biggest banner I've ever seen.
And
it
fell
took me like 3 hours to hang it back up. But the smile on your mom's face when she saw her enormous free pussy banner go back up on her house, it was, I don't know, it made all the work worth it. So, anyway, the reason why I'm calling you is that I'm a little strapped for money right now, and the check that your mom wrote for me, it bounced. And it was for $5, so if you could please give me a call back and give me that money as soon as you can,
I would really
appreciate it. All right,
Blake,
Todd, thanks.
That's
a lot.
Funny for so many reasons. You didn't know me that well then.
This was 3 or 4. This may have been 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, you didn't know me.
No.
Like, for you to leave that was like, wow. And then it made me laugh. So, of course, I laughed. I went, good. I'm
but
glad
I feel like I knew you well enough.
Of course.
But it was a gamble. Like, I mean, like, gamble, we're friends, obviously. Yeah. But, like, it was just like, I don't know how Todd's going to
take
it.
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
If I didn't react to that, was like, you just remember hearing that message and laughing so fucking hard. You said it so calm, and it was like, it was a perfect sketch, you know?
Right.
The message was a sketch, and you were like, calm about it. You know how to deliver, like, so anyway. Like, if that was real, that's how I look at it. It's not, it has nothing to do with
I would be embarrassed asking you for, like, I would.
So here's, if I didn't laugh at that, it would say that all my sensibility that I have in other area of my life doesn't match. For some reason, in this situation, of course, it's hilarious. But there'd be people you think. That's why I think that makes that joke funny, because there's a little bit of danger in it. Sometimes people, they give one feeling out. Then you make a little twisted joke and they go, oh, right. Oh, fuck you. That's what you feel like saying back to them. Come on. Nothing's off limits. Stop it already.
Yeah. And I like to live on the edge. Can we talk about that? Can I rebrand myself?
Can I tell you so you don't think I'm crazy?
Yeah,
that
please.
I just went off on a tangent.
On topic.
Here's what happened once, and this says it better. All these jokes are fictitious. And, you know, and I remember one time, it's probably a little gray, but mm-hmm. what happened, but I think it was my friend Joe Potter. And he said something about another friend's mom, those stupid mom jokes. And the other guy goes, hey, my mom, you know, he said something. He goes, fuck you. And whatever his accent was, that's what I remember. He goes, it's not about your mom. The fictitious right. jokes we do, you dumb guy. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Right.
He was like a little bit of a New York accent, and he was right. He goes, this has nothing to do with your mom. You make it about yourself. It's like the jokes we make pretend this world we go to. And you're fucking – he said it that brilliantly. And that's what I think of during those jokes. But every so often you do get somebody. That's why I'm telling that story that will pull the old, all right, that's a little too far, you know. So you don't know that when you leave that message. That's why it, to me, is so funny, because it's a little bit like, what if I was like, yo, Blake, what's that about my mom's pussy?
I would have pissed my pants. That's the kind of thing where, like, I was all ballsy in the bit. Yeah, Blake. Here. No, we'll do it. Yeah.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, Tom. What's going on? Sorry, I have T-Mobile.
Hey, listen, I don't want to make a big deal about this.
No, it's not a problem. What's going on? Oh, and by the way, thank you so much for calling. It's really...
Oh, Jesus, this is so maddening.
Let him... Oh, you know what? Let's not do the phone bit. Oh my God.
Hey, Todd, sorry.
Help me so I don't go crazy. Does he think he? Look at him sweating. Have you ever seen sweat drip off of somebody's face and they're randomly playing sound effects trying to say, okay, here's how I have to do it. Okay, great. That's the end of that bit. That's the end of that bit. Now I need this. Okay, there we go. That's over. He did a good job. I got to figure another way to get into it without a phone. I have my new intercom. My wireless silent intercom that I got from Bell and Hall Intercoms. I can't believe that I've got
Bell and Hall Intercom?
Bell and Hall. Bell and Hall make these little portable alarms that you can put on your doors. And it's called from Bell and Hall. I know because I saw the commercial and they're great. I put them all over my mom's house when she lived by herself.
Oh, why?
Nobody's. You shut the fuck up.
You knew. You knew what I was going to do.
By the way, that is true.
You knew.
I knew. You were like, does she? I saw your little evil Blake Wexler coming out. Hey.
Yeah, you knew.
So, how about you? You got something in your dad?
Me?
Yeah.
Dirt.
Let me hear it.
the least fostering environment.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
How's your dad, huh? What, is he sweet?
You know why?
Bring it on. Bring it on. How good's your dad, pussy? How good is your dad?
Like,
what? He comes and picks you up on time?
Pretty good guy.
Huh? He gets you pizzas? Does he buy you pizzas? Pepperones? Ricotts?
I love that name.
I was thinking about it, you know.
Calzones?
Listen.
Kinsey?
What were we doing?
Jake's dad.
Oh, yeah, Jake. I was being silly the way I said it. But listen, if this bit didn't feed my soul, I wouldn't go back to it.
Of course.
You know, that's what you do. Like, you that's why I do it, because I get silly and I forget about it. But then I genuinely think, oh, I want to know the other stories.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're going to be. Everybody's is. There's no pressure on anybody. It's what it is what makes it special. There's no. It could be so simple. It could be whatever. But it's like, it's what it is. That's why I want to hear everybody's, because I like it. They're good. They're good. And that's why I should softly say, do you have one, Jake?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it when you guys were going over it. I mean, I think that growing up, my dad like didn't hinder at all what kind of activities I would do. So, I mean, whatever sport or like club I would get into, he was just – he didn't put any pressure on it when I was in that sport or club as far as like performance. So I started playing hockey, and I was the goalie, and we started the season 0-10. And like I just like let in all the goals, and then like after the 10th game, I was in the driving home with my dad, and he did that like classic dad joke where it's like, oh, at least you guys are consistent.
Robbie, you asshole, that's great shit. Oh my god.
I I didn't realize that I was in such...
You thought there was a fucking 59-year-old man.
I thought I was in such deep thought about Jake's joke right. that I wasn't, and then I...
Well, here's what you heard in the background.
Exactly. But then it came to me out of nowhere.
And then you started laughing. Was that an HD quality bit for you assholes?
Here's what I'd like to do. I have a professional show. I'm not like the other shows.
No.
I have to come back in. We do station identification. You know, I'm not. It's embarrassing. These other shows. What are they, fake? You know, I'm listening to a show last week.
Mm-hmm. Say the name.
I don't want to be a dick.
Say the name.
The producer, like, I've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to say? Say it. The producer is these on the other shows.
I think they're in the same room.
They're in the same. Thank you, Jake. Thank you. He said it before I did.
Of course.
But everyone has to say it, you know. Because no, I mean,
it no, still is seems that like you were show? Going to say that.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's a real show. The producer's in the room. Oh, right. It's like you do
is
it
he
in
part
your
of
kid.
The show. Like, so he's just in. Wow.
If you say, oh, my producer. Yeah, this is the producer. You shouldn't sound the same. A real producer. My producer's a. You know, when I talk to Aristotle, it's because he's in the... Aristotle, what, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, thanks for buying me this new intercom.
Thank you.
it's so much easier than having to, you know, go over the loudspeaker. This intercom is just perfect. I can go straight into the board.
So you are in Utah right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't even have to be in the same building.
Of course. Well, we outsource our producers, not to pull back the curtain too far, but we outsource them to where the Mormons live.
Oh,
and
geez.
It's just cheaper. It's just cheaper.
While I have you on the line.
Of course.
Know, do you have any interest in, you know, what's your religion right now?
Is he talking? My religion right now. Yeah. It's, I'm squeamish. That is easily the only funny thing I've ever said in my life.
Blake is really funny. Blake is really cool. Blah, 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 blah. Blake, Blake, Blake. Blake is really funny. Blake is really cool. Blah, 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 blah.
Blake, Blake, Blake.
Blake is really funny. Blake is really cool. Blah, 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 blah.
Everyone,
wow!
Everyone should experience what I just experienced.
Oh my God!
I'm not even kidding.
Can I tell
that
you?
Is that should be a like therapy. Like that should be a clinical thing.
Thank
like
you.
Like a prescription for
Thank
someone.
You.
Just like hey, all your friends are gonna chant your name and have fun, and like you're gonna dance around and
Can
they're
I
gonna
tell you
do
something?
Tambourines.
Oh, my
it's the most happy. What is better? What the fuck is better than what the hell just happened?
Can
to
I
me?
Tell you something?
Yes.
It wasn't even my name.
To George Carlin.
I know, I believe you.
Yes.
It wasn't even my name, and I was having that much fun.
Yes.
I don't know why it wasn't even my name. If it was my name, I think I would have exploded.
Yes.
How come you didn't explode? No.
I'm trying.
No, but Blake, yeah. I believe to George Carlin, you're being honest, because it felt good to throw that much. First of all, we're chanting. So chanting alone, once we get the rhythm down. By the way, I want to do this again. because I think you deserve it. And you might think, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to take a drink. Let me take a drink of water, and yes. I'm going to tell you why.
Please.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
He spit it out. He spit out the water. For those of you who missed it, Jake, who has...
Pull back a little. Whenever you drink yeah. water and somebody, well, you're drinking, you're powerless. And, goes, yeah. gulp, gulp, gulp. You're powerless because you have a mouthful of water. You can't say stop. And, you have to let it all unfold. So it's always great. And whenever it's done, and by the way, it's not that often someone thinks to do it. Good for you. You're on your toes. But let me tell you something. The next time ever in your life, if somebody drinks water and you don't remember to go gulp, 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 yeah. you're passing up on a great opportunity. Right. So, Jake, thank you. Because
my friend Jeff used to be, spit it out! He used to spit it out at the top of his lungs.
I just spit it out again.
It's impossible not to spit out your water. Like, we were dehydrated for senior year of high school because he would always call us out on it. But also the funny part about what Jake just did, he has a computer filled with 1,000 sound effects, and he just did gulp, gulp, gulp into the microphone.
That's even better. Yeah.
There's a million sound effects.
Here's what I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'd like to do. I want to do it again. I want to do it again. But I think the band, can you get it? Do we need the pre-recorded? Oh, what happened? Where's Keith? He's going to the bathroom.
He had to sell a few stocks.
Well, we can do the pre-record. Here, let's do this, because then we'll know where we're going in for the close and what we're doing. My God, that was so much fun. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
All right, there you go.
We all got it that time.
Jesus.
Somebody put a microphone in front of my mouth.
Somebody put where'd this microphone come
Some
from?
Some maniac.
Some maniac put a microphone in front of my face. Listen, do you want to call people and make bad prank phone calls to our real friends?
Yes. Yes. Right, can we take a break? Right,
yes, that's exactly what I want to do. So here's what I want to do.
I'm so fucking excited.
I want to take a break, but I want to come back in with a sing-along. I know it's been done a lot, but I really like this one. And come back in with Sweet Caroline being yes. done by Chorus, Chorus, Chorus. And then we'll sing along.
Choir,
so we're going to...
Choir,
choir, choir. Well, who gives a shit?
Dime a dozen.
No,
apple
choir,
of
choir, choir, choir. I like what they do. I'll tell their. They should tell their people that are singing to smile a little more. But I think they're concentrating on their singing. But they sound fucking great, and they record it great. It just sounds. I hope it sounds that good at home. I know. By the way, I know on today's show there were some times when probably the volume peaked because I go. Sometimes I want to go so loud in the studio that it might. What do you say? Modulate it. I know the hip talk.
Amoeba oblongata.
No.
Oh, my God. My beaker spilled on my lampkin.
Oh, do you need a napkin?
You think you're in control of me, you son of a bitches?
Fucking shit.
I'm in control of you
Satan.
With your... You know what you sound
all
like?
Hell
you
Satan.
Know what you sound like? You
what
sound like this. That's what you sound like. I think I'm not tired of hearing every dime I come into the studio, you're all over there.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, boy, Jesus.
I've had it.
Listen, everything's going to be just fine, doctor. That's a bad doctor when the patient's saying that to the doctor. Doctor, everything's going to be just fine. Don't be upset.
Listen,
Doctor
Todd, I feel like I haven't been, you know, evaluating people well enough.
No,
I lied. I don't really have a diploma for medical school. I feel like an asshole.
Doctor, everything's going to be just fine.
Well, if you say
listen, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Just, I'm in control. So Brad sends me this song. And this is
what song was it, Brad?
Hold on one second. So he sends me the song, and it's... He goes, Todd, I think you'll be able to sing this. Well, by the way, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. So I always get excited when there's an email like that because I think someone's going to send me a song that I can sing. And I might even – and one time that happened, I went, they're right. They're like, Todd, you should be able to do this one. There's not that many different notes, and it's a simple song. They emailed it to me. I forget what song it was because it was like 2 years ago, but I played it. You know, of course, I'm like downloading it instantly, and I go
– But you kind of practice like
– Well, listen to this. I hope that's the right thing to say. Yeah. So – So he sends me, he goes, hey, Todd, this it's a the email it just reads, you know, not overly stating. It just, hey, I found the song. I really think, you know, it's probably in your range. You might have find yourself, you'd be able to sing this song. I think you'd be able to. And, of course, I'm excited to hear it. And then here's what I hear. I feel like you gotta let it play.
I'll play, Brad.
Ends up, I can't do it. It's harder than you think. Of course, I sat in the room with the reverb all day long.
It's a tough one. That was...
Goo, goo, goo.
That was Hendrix covering Minuet goo, and B
goo,
by...
Goo, gaga.
Ooh.
Goo, 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 ga.
I think you might be onto something.
Goo, 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 ga.
Oh, my.
Goo, 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 ga.
This is a magical moment.
Goo.
Yes. Yes.
I found my song.
Yes.
Goo goo goo.
Yes.
Goo 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 ga.
We're gonna be millionaires.
Shut up.
You're a cash
cow. Who are you, my greedy parents?
No. No, I'm your shitty manager. Yes, we finally found his vehicle.
All right, so listen, so we're gonna take a break.
It's a stroller.
Blake Wexler. This is Blake Wexler, everybody. America's favorite friend. All right, listen.
I'll take it.
We're going to take a break. What are the other podcasts just are done already? Oh, it's like a joke, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what they're doing.
They
don't
want
to be insulting them. It's not a competition. It's just funny when the producer's at the table. I can't take it seriously.
No.
I'm sorry. I can't. It's adorable.
I don't know if this guy has a good sense
of
humor.
Do you think you can listen? I'm gonna break the character of the saying when the producer's at the table. It's stupid, but I'm gonna because I commit to it all the time.
I'm like, yeah.
I'm gonna break. I'll tell you why. Because yes, sometimes you get paranoid. You think, and I think it's a good question. It means if 99% of anybody who listens that has the producer at the table is able to laugh, but is there the one person that would go, yeah, I know, but it's like, which is. That's who I think of. Why do I have to think like that? Because most people are...
Because that's how you think.
I think of
right?
The one... I think of not the people that are like, yeah, we get the joke. Todd could give a fuck where the producer sits. He grew up listening to radio.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
He heard Howard Stern where the producer's in the other room. So that's how he... They're going to get the joke that he's not real... First of all, then they're going to know he is at the table. By the way, to George Carlin.
Yes.
For $1 million, would you guess that there'd be maybe one person that would hear it and go, and be insulted? Am I overthinking it? You'd think there'd be nobody, not one.
No, I mean, yeah, I think there could be one.
What if it was, okay.
But of all the listeners, it's not worth, I know, now it is funny
it is
that you are addressing
it.
Them. Yeah, yeah,
thank
it is
you.
Worth it. Because this one,
if
the fact that there is one person who listens to your show and totally has no idea what you do as a comedian. It's
can I tell
like,
you something?
I feel like there might be a producer at the table. He says there isn't. Shut the fuck up.
Who is he talking to?
His turtle. who died months ago.
Oh, his turtle.
Yeah.
I thought you said his turtle. Oh, yeah, you did say his turtle.
Turtleneck. Yes.
I thought first, like, his turtle was a name of a person.
Oh, his guy from turtle? Entourage. Yeah, his Jerry Ferrara. we all wish we could afford one.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Bunny, how did you...
A hypoallergenic Jerry Ferrara.
I'll tell you what, we're going to do the bunny hop again. I'm not shitting around.
I can't wait.
Don't be getting in my way with my bunny hop music. Yeah, I'm a freight machine with my jingles. Don't get in my way when I got some jingles to play. Okay, listen, let's take a break. What'd you do, break the headsets? We have other pair in the other room. We're like a rich show. We have other. We're like, oh yeah, we have boxes of them just laying in the back. We don't give a shit because we're one of those shows. They're like, oh, what's that? A case of headsets that we bought? Did you break them?
Huh?
Jesus Christ, they're not expensive. Katie goes, I get the cheapest ones because your show is dipping in the numbers. She saw.
Jesus Christ,
I don't need to hear that.
No, she doesn't have to say that.
Oh, now it's like you're taking a telegraph.
She pulls me by my shirt.
Did you know she has fucking abs?
I listen. Katie does.
Yeah,
she's in good shape. Yeah,
yeah, she doesn't need to be.
I listen. But I can't watch
you. It's a compliment.
I can't watch you hold. I can't watch you hold your headsets on.
What if
like
I
that.
Do it like this?
No, we're gonna take it. It's to George Carlin. It will drive me crazy.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do is take a break, and we're gonna come back. Oh, well, you know. Who says we have to take a break? Maybe all of a sudden I could go, would everybody like to sing along?
Blake Wexler! That's right, we're building a legion, one by one, fan by fan. People who appreciate self-indulgent stories with vacuum. Blake Wexler! Don't count your chickens before they hatch. The early bird gets the worm. And my jokes make the prudes churn. Blake Wexler!
All right, we're back, everybody. Come on. A little bit of rum.
You guys, you're great. I'm having so much fun.
That's right.
Well, next week, Aristotle, how you doing?
From the other room.
Oh, he's on the other room?
Yeah, sorry. This takes a minute. Just because he's not in the room.
Well, no, it's an intercom. It's an intercom.
Right. You know what? It seems cool that he's not in the room, but now it's almost like a pain in the ass.
Okay, it's an intercom. It's not a phone. I know it might have sounded like, but we're not even doing anything with the phone. So it's not that it's wrong. It's completely like, okay, oh my God, I fucked up. You should just...
Well, we have phones also, so it's kind of a cool... Oh, I'm sorry. Aristotle, are you on? Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for...
There was a little bit of a delay, so I just heard you guys calling now.
What were we calling about?
I remember. How are you doing was the question. It was, how are you doing?
Over here,
well, my
Utah,
producer's not in
that
the...
We're doing Utah, which means
great. Yes. Right, very good.
Thank
very
you.
Very good. That's excellent.
That
right,
they
well,
teach. By the way, that bit made sense because my producer is in another state. That's
yes.
What a big show I have. Sure.
Exactly.
All right, listen. I want to take control of the show. The first thing I'm going to do that I know when you're trying to take control is you say it. And that part of it's done.
Right. The person who's the most in control has to remind everyone that they're in control. That is the first. That is control 101. In order to be in control, you must constantly say that you are.
The person that should be in control is the most scared.
Right,
that's who
right,
I am.
Right.
Okay, I'm in control, everybody.
In control.
It doesn't seem like you are. You seem like you're pissing in your pants, you know, worrying you're being too silly. Why don't I just let it go? You know who I want to be like?
Burt Bacharach? I'm sorry, I'm a terrible guesser. I'm the world's worst guesser.
Yeah. No, not Burt Bacharach.
Stegosaurus?
Well, you're not listening.
No, he's a dinosaur. I don't know. Could be a she. Had to reproduce. What were you saying?
You're good. I know what people want.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Sing along's over. I know what I'm doing. People weren't feeling it. I'm not stupid. I wasn't feeling it. Maybe were the people. Maybe what if somebody at home was? You keep playing it on your own.
And
I know what feeds my comedy soul, and I got to give it to myself and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never deprive. You know I don't play games. I don't play fucking games. To George Carlin, start it from the beginning. I don't play games with what I want. I want that, and then when he gives it to me, it feels fucking great every goddamn
yeah,
time.
It's so good.
Okay, here it goes again. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Every goddamn time.
It's so funny.
Who am I to say when that's over?
No.
Who am I to say that that's over? And by the way, in front of a live audience, this is visual, but I think people know what we're doing. We'll put pictures of ourselves on Facebook. But doing that every time that everybody in this room commits to putting their hands up, putting their hands up.
Can we do it? Can we do it one more time?
You want to do it for a video?
I do, for sure.
Well, we're professionals.
But it's not just for the video. Like, this is how we're – and I'm as excited for this
as I've been
for all of them because it's so much fun.
Okay, you ready? What? Oh, you need it in the house? Okay. All right, go ahead.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Do it again and start over there so we can make like we're sweeping around the whole room, everybody doing it. Okay, start it again.
Oh, I like that.
What are you, a fucking director and a best-selling author?
Here we go. You ready? All right, go ahead.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
We're right here.
About that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Face.
Okay, do it again. I'm not kidding. People, we can leave this in, but it'll make a great video. Can you go by the guys in the band? Can you go by? Okay, so we're going to just get...
My ride was here, though.
And, okay. And then Jake won. And then in the middle, we might make another sweep around to everybody in the room because there's nothing wrong with having a second take. No, what's... You know what I mean? Like, go around again. This time we'll just keep playing it until you've gotten everybody in the room, and then we'll do one video that's consistent of everybody doing Rickles.
And this
everybody,
is literally directly from Martin Scorsese.
Everybody... Okay, here's my point. I just figured it out. Here's my point. Everybody,
Scorsese's her sisters?
For this video to be good, everybody has to have a close-up. So... Everybody has to have a close-up, and
we'll
that's a funny video.
Yeah,
you know, where you see their hands. You know, wide shot where you see their hands. So we're going to go. You know, some people would say, edit this out. No, the audience is okay. They know what we're doing.
No, it's production. Hollywood.
We did.
Get with it.
No.
Read the trades.
We did it sloppy the first time, but then when we wanted to make it into a video, we're thinking, oh, let's... Now Aristotle's getting up. Are we okay? Are we ready?
No, he's capturing the world.
Is there anything with the trumpet we could do in this? You're just going to do it. Okay, cool.
Marco, it's all about the bass.
Should we turn the lights up a little?
Yeah, we can. Also, Marco does have a
really
nice camera.
I don't know what
the
fuck I'm talking about also.
Marco does?
Oh! Oh! Marco has a nice camera!
My name's Marco.
I have laser discs.
It's got interchangeable lenses.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we have your attention, please? Would the great Marco, the camera owner, please step into the room?
His lenses are being brought in by young damsels with perky tits. Let them drag in Lens de Marco. Yes.
I have a cloth for each lens.
He zooms in and he zooms out.
Oh, excuse me.
Marco.
Hey, everybody. Guess who I am?
Who are you?
You like impersonation?
That makes me sick.
Do you like excuse me? May I have your attention?
Oh, wait, sorry. There's a gross, there's a weird Mongol.
Do you like impersonation?
Pardon my aperture.
Wait, guys, hold on. Time out. There's a weird.
Everybody quiet. There's a weird
jester here.
This
what is
my impersonation of my friend Keith.
Okay.
Hello. I'll bring my friend who only talks about it as fucking camera to a podcast. Excuse me.
You fucking asshole.
Oh shit. They're just
sorry, I had a weird moment, but it's still funny.
Wait, guys, I just got a note from the owner. He's trying to sell a car down there. Blake. The owner just whispered. The owner just looked at me like this. I guess he's trying to sell a car downstairs.
Hey, anyway, this one has.
I can't convince him.
It's got.
Why couldn't I convince you?
It's got four wheels on it, and I don't know what the fuck it does. It has a steering wheel. Just buy it. It's $14,000.
Why couldn't I convince you that he was really shushing me? What would I have done in the situation?
Oh, I was doing a bit where I became him of trying to whatever. Why the fuck are those cars so expensive? No.
I was trying to do a bit where, like, I was trying to fool you, like, you know, like if in real life we were in here recording like we are, and what if he did?
Oh, it's like a parent, like
he looked up and he was like, "Hey, I'm trying to sell a car."
Can we do it again? How I would react?
Well, no, I just saw the way you would react.
Well, now that I understand, I didn't understand the bit before.
Mo, but by the way, so you know I'm not full of shit, or there's something else. My acting wasn't convincing.
Hey,
so
it's don't put not this on you. Don't you dare put this on you.
Can I tell you? I think I had to be better. Like, holy shit. No, this is serious. You would have come out of it. If I couldn't get you out of the bit,
yeah.
My fault.
Well, I thought you wanted me to be him.
I never got over it. I always remember 2015, the year I let the bit down. The winner was a bad one. And there I stomped through the snow. If I would have only just been there with the...
By the way, you know what sucks about this? If I would have remembered the bit, it could have been great, but I forgot it. But we were doing something fun. All right, maybe this is for just personal use.
I don't know. Todd's recording his podcast reel.
Okay, let's call people. Let's call people.
Yeah, let's call people.
No, you
wait,
start.
Wait, so we're not doing this?
Because you know
I'm... Oh, yeah, let me hear it. Oh, yeah, let's do the video.
Wait,
sure.
Here, you want to do a bit?
Let's do the video. Let's do the video. Let's just get
oh,
that
yeah,
done.
Oh, yeah, good idea. And okay. Then I have an idea.
You're going to do... Who's doing it? Yeah, yeah.
Aristakos is recording.
No, Aristotle, you can do it, or unless you want to.
I think your camera might actually pick it up better.
Okay.
What is this? Inside the actors?
Hoodia. All right, you ready? Come on. Should we turn the lights up a little? Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, for the video, and then we'll turn them the fuck.
Everybody
back down.
Gets a close up. So everybody at home listening, you know, we just did it fun, but then we're trying to tighten it up.
And someone in here needs to fix their eyebrows, and you know who you are. All right, let's do this. Let's
here we
turn
go.
Up the thing.
Let's go. We're gonna have to play it 10 times. To George Carlin, do you think it's okay to leave all that in so everyone at home knows what we're doing? We're just getting close up.
To George Carlin, I don't know.
Well, they're going to go to the Facebook page and they'll see what we did. So maybe they'll learn that it was worth it.
And Facebook's, Facebook's an up-and-coming website.
Don't give up. Here we go. Start playing.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
Do it again. You can take a little more time on each person, and we'll just play it like 5 times. So you can go 1, 2, 3. I know what I'm talking about.
I feel like we should stop recording this. Yeah, Todd, we should edit this part out.
No, we shouldn't.
All right.
Okay, by the way, this is the defining moment we can ask people. Because, by the way, I am not – it's what do you call it when it's like self-absorbed where you think, oh, they're one – there's a good chance – I wouldn't mind if a person that really loves the show went, to be honest, and we love the show, but – yeah, we wouldn't mind if you chop stuff like that. I would.
Well, yeah.
But sometimes you get people go, no, you get lost and it's part of it. Maybe we don't mind.
Yeah, maybe it's
journey.
A cool like behind the scenes thing. Yeah, you're right.
Not,
maybe it is.
Behind the scenes sounds almost scripted, which it isn't. It's like, you know what I mean? Like in a phony way because they go behind the scenes. But it is a genuine
right.
That you're not editing something out that you would normally edit out. That
yeah,
you got,
that's
you got
cool.
Lost. But. My instincts are just like yours, so that's why you know you're like.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
I act. You know what I do because you took that opposing view. I took. Here's what happens. Here's the human instinct.
Right.
Oh, I'm thinking exactly what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time you expressed it, then I took the opposing. Hey, everything's all right. Meanwhile, I'm scared shitless too.
right.
Not scared shitless like the world's going to come to an end.
No. Of course, but you want your show to be good.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you. And by the way,
thank you.
It's great.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
And I wasn't looking for that, but I think the answer is, so it doesn't err on the insecure side.
Let's just see how it is.
Yeah, I know that... I don't know anymore.
It's all about the mouse. Mouse. No rats.
No. It's all... Listen. Hey.
Let's do the song thing. Yeah.
So should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it.
Okay. Aristotle, everybody just stay on. Just do per song. Per song, do it two people. Per song. No.
I would say three. No, I would say three.
No, no. Two people. Trust me. And it's going to get good shots. Two people. Every time we play, you get two people. When you go there, you get them two. When you get there, you go. Please. The time we argue will be done.
All right.
Now listen. Start. And you're going to start with JJ. Are you close on him? Because I don't think you're going
to. But Todd, I have to say, it's all about the bass. No treble, no treble occurs three times. So why not do no treble, and then next person.
Great.
No treble, no treble,
that's
next
true.
Person.
That's
no
true.
Okay.
Right,
just so let's do three.
Just to shut them up.
To start,
and you're right. Okay, you're totally right.
Yes,
it had nothing to do with shutting
it's okay.
up.
It's okay.
It had all to do with productivity.
But it will shut me up.
No,
also,
it won't.
So
no, it won't. Because you know what? That's like you're saying something that makes sense. It's not the end of the world, but you're right. It does make sense. It's easy to do it three
just
times.
Just timing wise, yeah.
And then I go just to shut you up instead of going, oh, you're right, because I wouldn't do it unless I thought you're right.
Right. Of course.
Why
you wouldn't
would I
do
give
it
in?
Just to shut? You would
no.
just say shut up.
I would never do
or
it.
Not shut up
unless
yeah.
it made sense. I ain't changing right. the way I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm not
Aristotle. So you already have them.
Well, I don't know how good he's.
No, no, no. So it's all about the bass. All about the bass. And then no treble, no treble. And then it's all about the bass. It's all about the bass. No treble, no treble. And it's all about the bass. All about the
You'll
bass,
get
no treble.
From every
so
time we play.
Go from
it,
person. To, you know what right. I mean? Like no treble, no treble. That's one person. No treble, no treble. That's the next person.
He knows.
No treble.
Come on. Are we? What are we?
Yeah, one each.
What are we, buffoons? No. Mm-hmm. Every time we play it, you'll hit three people. Because it says it three times. And then we'll play it again and you'll get the next three.
Yeah.
Do you understand? No, it's not complicated.
Just play.
He knows
okay.
now. If,
so start
by the way,
there. Start
if,
there.
If I see you don't do it right, I'm going to come over and push you. Because this is how upset I'll be. Okay, Aristotle, don't yell at me, please. I've never said that unless I didn't think I was being the annoying one.
I'm a professional!
But I want to ask this, because it might be deceiving to me. Are you like, you know how I want it?
Here, Aristotle.
No.
I'll do it.
To George Carlin, I'm being serious. Are you like about like from their shoulders to their head, close up? Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's do it. He knows what he's doing. It's off to me. I didn't realize how close they were. Okay, go ahead, play it.
Because you know
right.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
With all that bullshit, we pulled together and we did it.
We immediately were professionals.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
We'll
do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again, please.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
Oh my God! Do it one more time. One more time. That's it. To get the band really close. To get Keith and to get shit.
Marco. Aaron Liam.
Okay. Yeah, we want to make sure we get those guys really good close-ups. Do it again. Plus, I'm loving doing it. I'm acting like it's for the thing. I would do it if we weren't shooting it. That's just an excuse to give myself all of that I deserve and play it again.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass,
by
that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about
that bass, by that bass. No trouble. I'm all about that bass. Oh, my God. That could be the most fun. Why is that so
by
much
the way,
fun?
Aristotle, you did not do it the way I thought should be done, and it was way better what you just did. So you are correct, and great job to Aristotle.
Well, he got some wide
for
shots.
For creating his own thing. Yeah.
Will you watch your mouth? Aristotle.
Co-producer.
Aristotle.
Sure, I write songs.
And you say you're not a singer.
Thank you. Razzmatazm.
Ooh, that's a good new beat.
We gotta go in for the close. Do you want to call somebody?
Well, I have an idea. I give you my phone. You pick someone out of my contact list.
No, because I want it to be your voice. That makes the joke funnier. It's you.
You pick someone random that I
call Steve Fine Arts. Let's prank call. No, no, I'm going to really call him. Oh, no, no, I'm going to really... Blake picks up the fake phone. Yes. Oh, my God. The Siri said, you mean from the Bitter Buddha documentary? How's he get him to do that?
He honestly pays so much to plug that fucking
What operator says Steve Fine Arts, producer and creator of Bitter Buddha?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, this is going to be like a bad... Hold on. Hold on. Hey, Steve, it's Todd. Hey, I'm busy this week, so I can't hang out. Do you want to hang out next week?
Next week, yeah.
I'm not busy this week. You're on my new mildly prank show, a divisionary of the awful prank show from the Daniel Tosh Show. Now, milder pranks for the people that don't like to be scared. I have time this week. I just got you. You should have heard the look on your face. Are you angry?
I'm crying.
Ah, we got you good. Tune in next week for another episode of Todd's. You want to call somebody? You got to call somebody. It's fun to make them so that's a big deal. Hey, I'm at the mall. Do you need something? Oh, yeah, you know what? Since you're at the mall, get me vacuum bags. And then you go, I'm not at the mall. We had a close-up on the volume of your mouth, what you said.
I want to call Chris Fleming.
Sure.
Who's a very, very funny comedian.
What do you think the prank is you're going to play? Are you trying to think of it now in your head? Because I was.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out in the moment.
You know,
I still don't know what it is.
It'll come to you. It always comes to you the last second. As soon as you hear that phone ring. Let's not do any... I often don't ask this, but just for this, because I want to hear the person answer the phone. Oh. Oh, please answer. I'd be the worst talk show host. So desperate. Please answer. I'm taping a show.
I'll leave a message if he doesn't.
Hi, this is Chris Fleming, cell phone. Thanks for calling. Bye.
The mailbox is full and cannot...
God damn it! God fucking damn it! Asshole! Jew asshole! Blonde! Hair having! Beautiful pelvis! Having motherfucker! Fuck!
Oh, God. Can I tell you that you feel... I think you really felt... Can I tell you... Can I tell you that I know you, Blake...
Yeah,
now, tell me if I'm wrong.
I guarantee
by the way,
you're going to be correct.
By the way, but if I am wrong, go, oh, no, no, Todd, as well as you probably could guess me, like, you're wrong about that. And I'll trust you. But tell me if I'm right. You like to deliver, you know, and you didn't feel that comedically delivered, even though it did, because from a watcher, you just realized that's what's funny about it is that we wait all that time. But you probably genuinely inside started to just hate that bit nowhere, and some of that anger was fueled by your pressure on yourself to deliver 100% comedy all the time.
It was me building up to not knowing what the fuck I was going to do, and the excitement of like, oh shit, this is either going to go great or bomb, and then I didn't get a chance
Can
to
I tell
kill
you why
or
I
bomb.
Thought that?
Yeah.
Here's what I thought. I own what I said because
either way, it's
that
exciting.
Type of rage that comes out of you when you do that, like that's some great rage, and I'm thinking like, where does that come from? Sometimes I'll do a bit, it's silly, but I'm real. And then that rage is always from a real place. So I think, but sometimes it isn't. And when you're high, there's a small percentage you're off. But I did think, I'm like, wow, I wonder if he presses that much pressure on himself. Like,
yeah.
He didn't feel the joke work, so he goes to that place of motherfucker, like comedically angry.
Because I wanted to hate myself or love myself in that
moment.
Well,
let me tell you something. It's not your fault. It's that Chris, what's his last name?
Fleming.
Yeah, he's a matzo ball in my book.
Yeah, that guy, his hair, it's spaghetti. It's made of strands, homemade.
Hey, that guy's underarm hair. He's the guy who steals your jokes. Say what you said about his hair. Spaghetti.
Hey, you know, is the hair on top of his head? It's spaghetti.
Hey,
you know, it's strange.
The other hair under his arms, that's like spaghetti too. Just like his hair.
It sounds very eerily similar to what I said.
Nah,
with
it's the same.
Thing.
Like the armpit.
No,
hair
I don't
like,
know if it is. I feel like you're a hack thief. Maybe a Stromboli. Huh? I feel like you know, one of those guys, you're the Prego to my sauce, if you catch my drift.
You know what I'm thinking right now when you say stuff like that? I'm being serious.
One universe,
8 planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809 islands, 7 seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
And by the way, you mean 809 guys named Adam. is what he's talking about there also.
I'm pitching a show with Rob Gleason.
Of lies under five roll.
Ever heard of Conan O'Brien? He was on it. Ooh.
Season 2 of Review. We're all very impressed.
Ooh. The Goofs podcast. Are you a goof? Boo.
God. Is Rob short for Robert, you piece of shit?
Ooh, he's from Colorado.
Anyway,
it's not that big of a deal.
You're a braggart and an asshole.
Though, I always feel bad when I look at JJ. He always plays exactly what I'm thinking in my head, but sometimes he looks at me like, I don't know what the fuck. Because sometimes I think in my head, I'm like, okay, I feather it in and bring it up. So
but,
I make.
But what you do is you point angrily, and it's just like it's not trade. Feather it in and feather it out. It's like
bring
do
it,
it.
Little strum of the guitar, and no one knows it's pre-recorded. Okay, listen.
Hell yes, son.
Been a hard day's night, and I've been working very hard.
Yeah.
See, if the band would have played, that would have... Imagine... Okay, well, I got a show to do. Listen, I have something for us to do to go to... Oh, so your call, it was fine. It's all about the bass anyway. And that's the truth, and I'm not just saying it.
Well, who else... No one's awake.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
All right, listen, I got to wrap it up. Here's what we're going to do. Wow, what a fun night.
Should we just do the weather report? What do we do?
Well, I do have a song which I'd like you to hear, and then maybe we could go to break by all trying to sing it. I don't know. I like to end musical sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ask for in life. I don't have much time left. Tops, what do I have, 45 years? I mean, it's sad.
I may as well
jump
sorry.
In a bucket of dirt. 45 years, dead.
I mean...
Done. No more podcast. All this for nothing?
So
45 years. Okay, you know how quick that goes?
It's
I'm like, what the fuck? 45 years. Oh, my God.
Todd, I feel like this podcast has been around for 6 years, 5 years.
I know I'm saying, but it's going to happen overnight. 45 years.
No. Just by virtue of it, just mathematically, it's like, not overnight. It's 45
years. Can I tell you
years.
The last 45 years went very quick? I remember.
Okay.
Now it's going to happen again, and I'm going to be maybe what, but, 45 years. Listen. All I want to say is I want to leave you this podcast. Right.
Okay, well.
I don't got much more time left on this planet. I'm nothing but a dumb ding.
Wait, you want to leave me the rights to your podcast?
Listen, it's all about the bass. Listen.
What if I one day went on eBay and I just saw the Todd Glass show on there, and it was, buy it now, $99. But you can bid on it.
Here's what I was saying about pitching the late night show before you guys all made a bit out of it, which is great. I mean, you know me, I'm the first one to laugh. okay, so the show, that bit made me, that bit, no, don't do
it. Oh, it's a show! A television show based off of
No, guys, stop. So I felt that where Todd was trying to make the bit at, and then he realized that this exact
that
moment was going to occur.
Oh,
I'm nervous about talking about my own show.
This is a guy who has accomplished more than most of us could ever hope to accomplish in comedy.
No,
he immediately was like, oh, fuck.
No, here's what it is.
One entertainment medium isn't enough. I need to be on the television.
This is not going to happen.
Something there.
What, me say that?
No. Now it all stays in. No.
Let's not talk about Todd's limited.
I didn't
know,
even. It wasn't that. But presence. I'll tell you. Okay, listen. First of all, when you don't see it coming, mm-hmm. and you're right, you explained it perfectly. As my mouth says it, and it's dripping out of my mouth, I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry. Like and it's too late. It's too late.
It's coming.
I knew as it came out of my mouth, it was going to come out again, and I felt the frenetic energy in the room of like, some nights, I know what I'm doing. I'm breaking this down right. Some nights you're not in the mood. Mm-hmm. You know, you've done it twice. You don't. Maybe you do it three times. We've done it a lot, that bit. Sometimes we don't do it. All of a sudden, I forget about it. It comes out again, and you guys go, yeah, we're going to do it again.
And this is what makes it great, too, because if anyone else other than you, like, it can happen to anyone. It can happen to the host of the show, and it can happen to anyone else in the fucking room.
You know what, though? When I think about that, you know what I think about?
One universe.
No, I'm not kidding around. I like things that are real. I like raw. I like real raw.
Cool stuff. Slick stuff.
I like cool stuff. I like slick stuff. And I can't believe I met you. One planet. Give me some reverb.
Ron Wyatt.
No,
Bill Engvall. Talking about Jeff Foxworthy and the other guys. What you gonna do when you got a blue collar? You're gonna go on tour. Gonna sell them tickets, you Jew.
Are you sure you're okay with that?
Yeah. I didn't say anything wrong.
Technically.
I literally didn't make fun of them. I just literally talked about the blue collar tour, and then the blue collar comedy tour.
Are you the Dodd Decante thing? No, I don't like the word this.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
See, I smell it, and you stop it.
Yeah,
you grow up, assholes. Yeah. We all do it sometimes. You go, oh no, we're better than that. But listen, it's more that Jake led me down that path. Anyway,
I'll tell you.
Do you want? Okay, so you don't want to. You called somebody. Do you want to call somebody and do a bad prank call? You know, you lie to them. You go, hey, my phone broke, or tomorrow it could be. I'm going to be in the area near you. If I stop by, maybe we have lunch. And then they say yes to lunch. You go, I'm not going to be in your area. It's just a mild little thing you do to a friend. Maybe you say something like, hey, I saw your. Do you think of something you know about them? Feed their soul a little bit. And
I'm going to call Lynn Shorts.
Wait, this sounds mean. No, it's not. You feed their ego, not soul. Soul sounds mean. You feed their ego. It can be that. Like, hey.
And then we pull their pants down.
Maybe that's just one way to do it.
Call them yet?
No. Do whatever you want. I don't like my over explaining.
500-900 time, yellow.
Well, they're not going to answer. Wow. Steve Finearts always answers. That's why I call him, because I know he's waiting. He knows when we record the podcast.
His hand just hovering over his phone every Tuesday for 9 hours.
Hey, Jakey.
Hey, what's going on, Lynn?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Just hanging out. Hey, I know you said you're going to Arizona, right?
I'm there right now.
Oh, no way. Okay, so I have a grandmother who lives in Arizona. What part are you in? Because she was like, I was telling her about how we were playing golf and how you do the jingles for the show and everything. And she's like, I don't know, she's into the show, but she said she wanted to like meet up with you and go out to lunch. Would that be something that you might be interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait.
Just kidding. My grandma doesn't even know who you are.
You
doesn't even know who you are.
You dumbass.
You are stupid.
You are stupid. You are stupid. You are stupid. Lynn is 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 stupid.
Lynn is stupid. Go to hell, you piece of shit. I hung up on him. Yeah. Hail Satan. Hail Satan, Lynn.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to steal your fucking rims from your brains.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the ram in the rammel and the ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip?
Yes, this is how we're ending the show.
That man? I'd like to shake.
You think this is an easy song to sing? Be serious. Put down your drink for a second.
Wow.
When my baby hurts.
I think you can do it.
I don't know how to end the show. I don't know if it's
you
this or not.
You can do the song.
No, I don't want to do it. I want everyone else to do it. Play.
Let's end with advice.
I don't know how to end, I'll be honest. I guess you can just say you don't know how to end. But I don't know if it's that. I'm not feeling that. Ram-a-lam. I mean, play the karaoke version. Let me see if something comes to me, I guess. I'm not going to fight.
For your right to parody.
Joe's.
Has that been done? Parody. Fight for your right to parody?
Joe's wife.
That's pretty smart, huh?
Yeah.
Joe's wife is on the phone. She's mad because we didn't play something.
Jesus Christ, here we go.
Hey, Joanne.
Todd.
What, Joanne?
You're fucking stealing songs again.
No, we're not.
Left and right.
Well, not,
we're not stealing
language.
Songs. Joe
no,
doesn't.
You know,
we can do songs that aren't Joe's. They're not stealing his songs. If we sing the same song or we copyright him, that's different. He doesn't own doing jingles.
No, you're stealing them.
Wait, I'm sorry. Joe's wife?
Are
your
you
name
drinking?
Is Joanne?
Yes.
Joanne, are
why?
You
what's
drunk?
What's wrong with that?
Are you drunk,
nothing.
Joanne?
It just seems an interesting question.
No,
are you drunk?
I'm fine, but I'm watching Judge Judy. I'm good.
And why do you call? Why don't? What does it matter to you? Seriously.
By the way, Judge Judy makes a pretty picture.
I like Judge Judy,
God,
by the
I
way.
I would love to work
I love
for
Judge
her.
Judy. I love Judge
God,
Judy.
God, I picture being her gavel 23 hours a day.
All right. There we go, everybody. It's the Todd Glass Show. We got the news coming in and coming out. We got some good coming up in a little while here. We're going to hear a little bit more of that, and then we're going to be playing some of those things. So we got that. We got this. Everything's coming right at you, flying at you at 100 miles an hour. We got half of bits. We got bits that don't make any sense. We got funny things. We got things that are more lost than funny, all coming at you 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. The midways and the byways.
And the midways and the boobies.
And the bulls and bulls.
Seriously, this is not. This is a true story. Just listen. Try to listen. Pause it. Start it over. Where did the? I want to hear if you know where the duck went. I'm not joking around. Okay. In the beginning, what did he say? The duck goes to a what?
So this is the duck singing the song.
Oh, so you really weren't listening. That's okay. Either was I for the first five times. That's
no, where's the duck? Oh, this person's talking about a duck?
No, this is a duck singing.
It is
he
a
went
duck
to
singing.
A lemonade
That's
stand.
What I said at
he
first.
Walked, he walked to a lemonade stand.
Okay.
Okay, so
I want to hear what the
are
duck
you picturing
does.
A duck?
Yes.
No, you don't seem like you are. You'd be happier.
Todd,
who says they,
George Carlin.
Who
no,
says they
I want to see what the duck does now. I'm picturing it wearing an ascot
but
like it's a fancy duck.
But when I asked you if you pictured duck, you went, yes! And it's on record, because I record these shows.
Yeah, I want to hear more. We're interrupting the duck's behavior right now. I want to see what the duck does.
It's my show. We take our time.
I know you're right, but I'm also my own person. I just want to see what the duck does. I'm sorry for getting too energetic.
We can't get in the way of dissecting
right.
it.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Talk about the duck.
I know. I just want to see what
I want to talk about what he looks like. What are you picturing as the duck? And I think you enjoy the bit better.
But I am picturing the
duck. What are
you
picturing? What type of duck are you picturing?
Like he's wearing like a cool, like he's fancy. Like this
yes,
is a duck.
Yes, you're right. He's in a tuxedo.
He is?
Yes.
Oh, a duxedo.
A duxedo. No, seriously, that's a real
you're
phrase.
Welcome.
He
yeah.
doesn't make it up.
He's in a tuxedo. And he has things to do. Like he's in a...
he sells it. The third... He's in a... Tuxedo. He's in a tuxedo.
Like, yes, of course he's
it's
in a
great.
Tuxedo. Yes.
Okay, listen. Yeah. I have to go to close.
I want to see what he's doing.
I have to go to close.
But what is the...
But I want you to hear
Todd,
listen to the
Todd,
duck.
To George Carlin, I really, really, really want to know what the duck is
okay,
doing.
Okay, go ahead. We're going to listen.
Got any grapes?
No, play from the beginning. And then we'll hear the lemonade. And then once we hear the lemonade, it'll trigger our minds to go, oh, if we listen, I will hear it. If you hear lemonade, you can hear every word after it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bum, 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 ba-dum-ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can
tuxedo.
I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass. Then he waddled away, waddle-waddle, till the very next
what have I become?
Bum, 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 when the duck walked up to the lemonade stand. No, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try? The duck said, goodbye.
I figured it out. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. I figured it out.
What?
I paused it.
This duck. He just went to the wrong place. Like, he wants grapes. He wants wine. He wants some sort of fruit. But he went to a lemonade. It just so happened that the closest thing to him was this lemonade stand.
But what happens at the end? You don't know. It could take a twist.
I know. But I'm just saying, I just want to defend. Obviously, the duck is very wealthy, and he got to the place because he worked hard. Or maybe he married into the money. Or maybe, you know, like, his father was a very wealthy duck. But so the duck has enough money, but he wants grapes. So maybe he's just confused going to the stand.
Sorry.
Like, he's part of some sort of dynasty?
Right. No. Maybe a sort of, I don't know what you would even call it, a dynasty that a duck is a part of. If you would,
Blake, when you say stuff like that, you know what I think? I'm being totally serious.
Of course. Yeah. No. Please.
I'm serious.
But I'm just trying to think about the duck.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
You know what I think?
Please.
I think this.
One universe, 8 planets, 8 billion people, 204 countries. 809 islands, 7 seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
I got one thing I have to do. I seriously have to do this.
Please.
I'm being totally serious, actually. I just got to get to this. And then if I don't forget to do it, I will. No, not that. No trouble.
No trouble.
Oh, it was that. Yeah, sure.
But this duck may honestly.
Okay, I've
maybe it hit hard times.
I think I'm bored of the duck, to be honest. No, maybe I'm not. Now that I've been thinking about it.
Well, here, let me pitch you this. Maybe the duck
is
a platypus, you fuck.
No, don't be mean.
No, not you fuck. I'm sorry, that came out.
I want to hear, by the way, now I'm being totally serious. I had a lot of fresh air. For a while, I didn't care about the duck, but now that I think about the duck, I go, I am curious, even in this stupid little duck, it's a nursery rhyme. I think there is a twist at the end. Is there? Not a twist, but maybe I'm
well, listen, let's listen.
The Duck Debacle by Dr. Dingle Dungle and his sister Maria.
Maria, just a standard Latina lady.
Listen to
the other guy.
Listen to the okay, should we listen to it from the beginning? No, just listen to it from here. I don't want you to
I want to hear the end of the duck thing.
Okay.
Do you know something we don't?
I don't. I forget, but I've heard the ending, but I can't remember it.
That was a serious
to George Carlin.
I'm so involved in this duck story, where now I don't know.
Just to know, so no one calls the police on us. We're both aware. We're trying to figure out within the cartoon what the story of the cartoon is. We know it's not a real duck.
I already watched it earlier.
Oh, so you know what happens?
Yeah, I know exactly what happens.
All right, no spoilers.
Does the duck? I feel like, and I'm not joking. To George Carlin, can we listen to him from the beginning? And to George Carlin, don't interrupt it.
From the beginning,
but we're gonna hear it to the end.
Is that too long?
No, okay, but
it's too
long.
I feel like it's too long.
He goes to the lemonade stand a couple times. This is the third time he goes to the lemonade.
And what does he do every time? He
asks for a grape the entire time.
All right,
so.
And then progressively, the person who's at the lemonade stand just gets more angry, and that's where we're at the second.
Oh, all right.
So let's do where like the
no,
third.
That's fine.
Let's do the second lemonade stand, and then listen to the rest of it, and no interruptions.
Hold on. So he keeps. I'm not kidding you. So I just forget because of the fresh air. So he keeps going up to a lemonade stand,
mm-hmm.
and then he asks for different things at lemonade stands.
No, he just asks for grapes.
He asks for different things.
But why
every
would they
time.
Have grapes? That's what I'm. I feel like, but he's so wealthy, he should know better.
Every time he goes to the lemonade stand,
time he goes to the lemonade stand, he just asks for grapes.
Oh, he does.
Yes, and then he keeps going back day after day, and the person at the lemonade stand is getting
angry. Okay,
let's
take it from here.
Like,
let's take it from here. I get it now. I'm being serious. To George Carlin, I really.
The duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum bum bum, got any grapes?" The man said, "Look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go?" The duck said, "How about no?" Then he waddled away,
waddle waddle, waddle
away,
waddle waddle,
then he waddled away,
waddle waddle.
Till the very next day,
waddle waddle, bop bop bop.
When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bump bump bump, got any grapes?" The man said, "That's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close." The duck said, "Adios." Then he waddled away,
waddle waddle.
Then he waddled away,
waddle waddle.
Then he waddled away,
waddle waddle.
Till the very next day, bum 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 bum. When the duck walked up to
the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bop, 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 got any glue?" "What? Got any glue? No, why would I?" "Oh, then one more question for you. Got any grapes?"
"Yes!" "Bop, bop, bop." "Yes!" "Bop, bop."
And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, "Come on, Doc, let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes, so you won't have to ask anymore." So they walked to the store, and the man bought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, "No thanks. But you know what sounds good? It would make my day. Do you think this store? Do you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade?" Then he waddled away.
Waddle, waddle. Waddle.
That duck is a fucking genius.
That duck is the smartest.
That duck. Here, can wow. I don't want to rank comedians, but I would say the duck. The duck all the way at top. George Carlin halfway down.
Can I be honest? I think if Mitch Hedberg was a duck, he'd be that duck.
I don't know if he would even be that funny. Like, that duck is so funny.
They'd be friends.
They would get along for sure. But who would open for you?
What's
for
a
who?
Why can't we make it totally positive? It's our bit.
That's true. But I honestly am
like,
so into this duck.
He would you're in Revere, the duck.
Yeah, dude. I love this duck.
It's like the Bill Cosby thing. It's not about being mean to Mitch Hedberg. It's about showing the duck the respect it deserves. And you're trying to say that as good as, you know, you're talking ranking it comedically, this duck, as good as, who were we comparing it to?
You brought up Bill Cosby, and I don't even like bringing up that guy.
Neither do
like,
I.
Yeah.
I thought I brought up the duck. No, before that.
It's bad PR for my client.
Before, okay, there's the duck.
Yes. Greatest comedian of all time.
Yeah, you're saying, and who did I compare the duck to? Mitch Hedberg, thank you, God damn it! I knew I was making sense. I got lost, but I'm making sense. I said it was.
What were we just talking about?
Where do you? Lately, he digs these up, and I'm like, shit, I forgot we had that. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe. Really?
Well, honestly, I mean, who knows? Like, I feel like we resolved that issue earlier with his wife.
Well, you know why I had
that.
Oh, Jesus fucking... What, do we just have fucking open lines here? Is there anyone screening calls? Hello, who is this?
Joanne.
Joe wrote the duck song.
God.
No, he didn't, Joanne. I got it on YouTube. I got it on YouTube.
What, have you been waiting?
I got it on YouTube. I got it on YouTube. He didn't write it.
Hey, waddled away. Sound familiar? It was me.
What?
Yeah, oh, you're writing.
I can see.
Hey, waddled away.
Wait, so how many...
I can smell the liquor on your phone breath.
Well, I mean, that's
disgusting.
An exaggeration,
fine,
but...
That's fine.
So... Ugh. How many of, not to pull back the curtain or even humor you, but how many of Joe's jingles do you yourself write and record? I feel like it's a slippery slope. But.
We collaborate. We collaborate on everything.
No,
and
they
then
don't.
All right,
hang up.
Shit.
Hang
no,
up.
I thought it was just Joe.
No, hang up on her. She's so, I don't like, can I tell you something? Whenever I do a bit and then it gets meaner than it's funny, that's when I get out. I feel bad. I like almost start feeling bad for the woman. I'm like, oh, I'm too mean to her. Even in the bit, I don't like being that mean to her. So listen, we do have to go in for the close. Wow, it goes so quick, and I'm so hungry. I'm going to eat a roast beef sandwich.
Is that before or after you get your passport renewed?
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast.
What?
Rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Hey, what's going on? It's Troy Conrad, and you listen to the Monday Morning Troy Conrad Podcast featuring me, Bill Burr. These fucking cunts.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast.
Well, Bill Burr's filling in for Troy.
I guess Troy has connection.
Turn off the main podcast.
But don't say turn off the main podcast. Don't say. Oh, I thought of a good bit, Joe. I love talking about it right on the air. If we do the podcast within the podcast, like let's say now there's a mini podcast within his podcast. So I need that soundtrack with no words in it. So we can go, you're listening to the Todd Glass mini Troy Conrad out inside of the... We just keep taking it.
So you're doing...
Inception?
So he...
I'm a podcast within his podcast. Right, yeah.
So there's the Todd Glass show, and then there is the mini podcast within the Todd Glass show that's hosted by Troy Conrad.
Right.
And then there's the mini Troy Conrad mini podcast that's hosted by Todd Glass.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's do it.
All right, listen. Okay.
And then, Joe, I need a jingle as well. That is the podcast inside the podcast that's inside the podcast.
And Joe, this may be too much to ask. I need a jingle for the semicolon. Okay. Like, just in general, like, type and speech.
Okay, listen,
I need a jingle for the semicolon.
By the way,
please.
Let me just say this. I had so much fun tonight. And you know what?
It was great.
Part of getting lost, sometimes you get lost, and you know it doesn't happen all the time. But I got a really good time tonight, and I just want to go on this. I think this will be fun. I really like these choir, chorus, 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 choir, 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 choir. It's a duck in heat. Choir, choir, choir.
Now let's get back to the
listen. Oh, what's this?
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand.
Oh my
God. And he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, bum, bum.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, superstar.
Who in the world do you think you are? Jesus Christ.
Magical Mr. Mistopheles. Ba, 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 ba.
All right, listen. So what I'd like to do is just get... Can we lower the lights as low as we can get them? And we're going to go to close on this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to listen to one of the... choir songs. How you doing over there, Robbie? Be the dad again. Oh, do him watching like America's Funniest Video.
It's so great. Why do I?
If I'm laughing, somebody else is laughing. It's that good. Oh my God! I'm not wrong. My sense of there's something so you look comedically. Sometimes you go to a real place to get a character, and you're somewhere in that guy's head of like the uncomfortability. He's not really laughing like or giggling. Oh, it's such a stiff laugh. Am I wrong?
Can I, Robbie, do him laughing at 30 Rock? All right, Todd, say like all right, joke on 30 Rock. We set me up, which is saying like, oh, here's a joke on 30 Rock.
And okay, I'll just say it. I won't do a joke. Perfect. Oh, here's a joke on 30 Rock.
What? What?
I don't. I try to like it.
I think.
Well, it just seems a little
not for me.
Chicken feathers.
Because that same guy would not appreciate like specific comedy. I don't. Maybe. I think not.
I'm throwing in the towel. I never wanted to tell anybody except on the show. From now on, I'll give in my 45-year notice. I'm only doing my podcast for another 45 years. And because of my health at that time, I'm afraid that I'm going to need to quit. I've seen signs that in 45 years from now, I'm not going to be able to get around as much, so I'm putting in my 45-year notice tonight.
No need.
Well, I just want to let you know that I am.
That's supposed to be, Todd, that just as your agent, you don't have to.
Well, I think I should. I think people need to hear it because that's tops that all I have. It's time to say goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Aristotle. Goodbye. JJ, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have something you want to plug?
You have a website?
Watch Whiplash because JJ's in that movie.
Oh, JJ's in the movie Whiplash?
JJ, literally, do you have a website? Do you have a Twitter account?
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Stop bullying him.
I'm trying to help him.
He doesn't want it. He just likes to play the trumpet for himself.
Is that true? Do you have anything?
He said he doesn't do it.
All right, JJ.
Love of the pit.
You know he brings the snakes out from behind the buildings.
Okay, I need to. He brings snakes out
with his trumpet, like in the movies. In the movie, the guy would take the trumpet, and the snakes would come.
So,
kill me!
What did I tell you?
The snakes in this room will be driven out by the trumpet of JJ. And the trumpet will... What was that? Oh, shit.
What snakes on a podcast.
I thought it was the snakes in a podcast. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Okay, that would be. Say it again.
Snakes say on a podcast.
Say what?
Snakes on a podcast.
That's my favorite breakfast sandwich at Starbucks.
You and I prefer Blake's on a podcast.
We'll edit that out. We'll edit it out. Stop coughing. It's immature.
Black phone.
Let's close our eyes. Blake, thank you.
Thank you.
Just a bundle of, you're like, you know, you're a bundle of fucking frenetic energy. It's great.
I'll take it.
It's a compliment.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? You're like, you know, even once in a while when you scare me, it's worth it for all the other moments of just pure joy. And even when I'm scared, I'm having a good time. It's like, you're like a roller coaster. It's fun. And then you're scared. And then you're, where is he going?
And then you ask for your money back. And it's really a great experience.
I didn't say that.
Overall.
I didn't say that.
Hey, Todd.
That's your version.
Yeah.
My version is all a good, fun roller coaster.
Thank you.
Were you shitting? No. I go bad right
at
the end. No, it is. It's to George Carr, and I'll just leave it as a compliment.
Thank you.
It's great. Yes, Jake?
Do you have another dad story? Because I feel like you have one.
Well, you know, I don't. After that, my dad passed over and never talked to me again because
boring.
I owed him a dollar.
Boring.
He was a petty fuck.
I owed him a dollar.
No, I will tell you this, that, no, I don't. Do you have anything nice? Well... I mean, I probably it's hard.
I've said enough about him.
It's hard to top Blake's story. Well, your dad's got me putting the silverware all in the dishwasher the same way, so I really want to fucking thank him for that piece of shit.
Is that true?
Yes. Jake comes in one day.
What is the silverware thing?
He goes, oh, my dad's new obsession is putting all the spoons with the spoons and all the forks with the forks. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. Now it's my obsession, you motherfucker. Spare me the story. And then guess what I saw? A thing. It said don't put the spoons in with the spoons because that's
really?
Why they call it spooning and they don't get as clean. So you tell your dad that he's got filthy, dirty silverware if he keeps living this life that he wants to live. And you can tell him to listen to this show right now and you play this part right. I never said anything bad about your dad. He's nice. He seems to love you and he's very easy to talk to. But his silverware obsession.
Easier to unload, though.
Okay. Is that what it's about? How about the cleanliness of your guests?
And that's what Barry Katz said. It's just easy to unload, and it's easy to, you know, having that same...
It's easy not to clean your sheets when you have company, but you don't do it. Although these hotels think it's okay to sandwich a sheet between... Oh, it's clean to take a blanket we use every week and sandwich it between two
sheets. This is a two-year-old argument.
Yeah, I'm not
done. Who was this with? Mike Homan or with Tom Martin?
It's not with anybody. It's purely I'm right. I'm going to write a book called I'm Right, You're Wrong. Shh.
But I agree. You're just right.
Shut the end of the book.
And then.
I'm going to write a book. I'm right. You're wrong. And by the way, that only comes from a lot
of
listening.
Chapter one, dishes. Chapter two, chapter three, throwing away things. Chapter four,
Can I tell you why I'd
be
right?
That should be a jingle for sure.
Because I am right. None of my things are based on, most of the time, actually, the truth is, I don't think I'm right about everything, except the stuff that I've listened to the true facts and made an educated decision on. So I'm right, I think, a lot because I base my opinion on outside of my own ego. Like, I'll give you an example. Am I saying I'm proud of myself? Maybe. Like,
you
that I have
be.
The ability to go that... hold on, what were we talking about?
You're right, I'm...
That I used to think, I never watched prison videos. I never watched, you know, things about prisoners and thought anything. Like, yeah, fucking, they shouldn't get TVs. And I remember, that was what I thought. But I was glad that I could hear the opposing view. I didn't just get there because, oh, that's what my parents said. You have the ability to unravel things you believe. And if somebody makes clear sense, let go of it. I try to do that. Same like with the prison. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know what point it was in my life. My instinct said, oh, we have to be nice to prisoners. They need to be loved. It's not mean they should be able to get outside. You have to pay the penalty. And then I realized it's disrespectful to the people that they've killed to torture them. The more they are loved, the more they talk. The more they talk, the more we learn. Now, I'm pulling that out of my ass, but I bet I'm pretty fucking close that if you ask some trained professionals, what do we do when they're in there? It's like fucking love the fuck out of them. And we would find that we would know more about them. And no, who would deny? Let's work backwards. The more we know about them, does it help us prevent it? The more we know about them, the more they feel comfortable to talk. not what I want to do if somebody did something to my sister or to my brother or to a family member. I'd want to stab their – that's not that, – then there's after that, that rage that should be there, that rage. Their first instincts are not to do what I'm doing. Your first instinct should be to want to fucking kill and motherfucking mutilate this person that did somebody nothing to someone you love and to fucking want to destroy them. And then – if in the name of the person that they hurt, go, okay, how do we stop this? Is it about my anger? Is it about what we do to make this never fucking happen again? And you ask 20 therapists, will we learn more about them if they feel loved? And they will go, of course you will. Then that's the answer. It's not what was the way I felt, but I'm able to change it. So when I say I'm right, you're wrong, shh, because of that. But listen, good night, everybody. Play any of those. We'll just listen to it for about 30 seconds. We'll listen to it in the room. We'll get in the feeling, and that's how we'll say goodnight.
And real quick, one more sentiment. Eat more cheesesteaks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll just close our eyes. It's a little, you know, it's a little nice way to end the show. I got nothing for you, folks. I'm sorry. This is all I can do. So let's close our eyes and act like we're enjoying it. Go ahead. Good night, everybody. You want to say good night, Blake?
Good night, everybody. From Blake.
Good night, Jake.
I've been Blake.
Good night, guys.
Aristotle, he's waving goodbye. Marco's waving goodbye. Keith is waving goodbye. JJ's waving bye. Kara's waving goodbye. And Lane's waving goodbye. Blake waved goodbye. And you know Robbie Kirkhoff is giving the finger to George Carlin.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Listeners, help the Todd Glass Show stay free by downloading and completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes. Your answers will help match our show with advertisers. You know, that way we're not advertising shit you don't want. So just take a little survey and it'll help us, you know, meet the, you know, the sensibility of our podcast listeners, okay? Listeners will complete a survey. They will be entered into a monthly raffle and they could win a $100 Amazon gift card. Wow. That ain't bad. Look, we promise not to share your email address and we won't send you emails unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/glass. Podsurvey/glass. This podsurvey.com/glass to take your survey. Just do it, please. I don't ask for much. You'll win a $100 Amazon gift card and you can buy your grandmother a chocolate cock.